baseball on KCNR.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
New pitcher for the Santa Rosa A's, Nate Bunyard, who we saw on Friday night. Actually, he was their most effective pitcher, going two innings in relief and striking out three. He's a lanky right-hander out of Maria Carrillo High School, same high school that produced our very own Jacob Marquez. A lot of talents come out of that school. So he completes his warm-up tosses. He replaces Luke Bertling. Bertling went two innings, three hits, four runs, three of them earned, three walks, did not get a strikeout. Bunyard comes in, and he will face Brendan Roop, Tanner Tweet, and Jacob Machuca. And those are three pretty good tests for you. Roop and Tweet right-handers, Machuca left-handed hitter. So Brendan steps in, RBI single back in the first. Their left fielder misplayed the ball, allowing everybody to move up another base. First pitch swung on, line down the left field line, and it's foul, just hooked foul. That would have been extras for Roop. Brendan getting back into the box now, taking a look at the end of his bat, making sure it's not chipped. He's good to go. Strong right-handed hitter. Also wears a pair of white batting gloves. Here comes the 0-1. Curveball, he didn't want that. It was away, 1-1. Bunyard, I mentioned the other night he has kind of an interesting gait. His right knee kind of focuses, kind of turns in a little bit. Ball, two strikes to count. Roop now ready. Waits for the pitch. He always chokes up about a quarter of an inch on the bat. 1-2. That was a good fastball, and it was a called strike three. Brendan caught looking there, and Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. Tweet hit a ground ball that landed him on first base with the fielder's choice. The shortstop tried to get the runner going over to third base. And Roop beat the throw. Curveball misses away. But Tweet eventually scored after reaching in that manner. Now we're getting some long shadows from the west, streaking across the third base side and the left field area. Still not affecting where the ball's coming from on the mound, so it shouldn't be bothering the hitters at this point. Two balls, no strikes to count. That's a good fastball. It was up, 3-0. Machuca waits to hit next. Here comes the 3-0. Automatic, but it was away, ball four. Nothing automatic, I guess. That's the fourth walk issued in this game. And we're just in the third by the Santa Rosa A's pitchers. Bunyard, well, he's ready to go. He's already on that rubber. Jacob Machuca hasn't even made it to the batter's box yet. He comes over with his pregame, his pre-at-bat ritual. Now he's ready. There's a couple of red and white batting gloves. His left wrist is taped. It's the one he jammed diving for a ball a couple of weeks ago. Takes the first pitch over on the outside corner for a called strike one. Machuca had that infield hit in the first that brought in a run. Now waits. Tweet not going anywhere. Second pitch misses. A ball and a strike. Tanner has good speed at first. Machuca, even though he hasn't really just dialed in with those three or four games in a row where he has, you know, one, two, three hits in there, he's still driven in runs. You know, he's has 11 runs batted in now in 17 games. You have 11 runs batted in with 11 hits. That means he's made them pay off. Fastball outside corner called for a strike. One and two the count. A lot of family out here tonight. Love it. What better place to be on a Sunday night, right? For a lot of baseball, of course, it was a getaway day in the big leagues with the All-Star Series Cup. All-Star game. I call it a series now with the Future Stars game and the home run hitting contest. And it's, of course, an exciting day in Redding and Shasta County with Megan Rapinoe and the U.S. women's soccer team claiming another World Cup championship. Swung on, popped left side out of play. So proud of them. I remember being at the first World Cup title that the U.S. claimed at the Rose Bowl when Brandi Chastain nailed the game winner in the shootout over China. Spectacular. One of the highlights of my career to be there for that. But this team did it on their own, of course. Congratulations to them. Machuca swings and hits it high towards right field. The right fielder, Friedman, struggling in that bit, but he is able to get under it and make the catch for out number two. At first, he went back, then it came in, and it looked like he didn't quite have a bead on it, but then he makes the easy catch. Two outs now. Tweet still at first. Velarde will step in. Aiming at a sacrifice fly and an RBI in the first. Our Jared King, my producer, back at the studio, a big soccer fan, reminding me that big win for the women's national team. Throw over to first base. Tweet back in easily. Action continues out in the bullpen, as mentioned earlier. Harrington's actually out there throwing a little bit, so getting loose if needed. Not sure. So that could be good news for them. Oh, one pitch coming to Velarde batting left against the right-hander. His previous at-bat was right when he got a sacrifice fly. Swung on, hit sharply, past the first baseman into right field for a base hit. Tweet rounding first, second, and heading into over to third base. A two-out single to right for Eamon Velarde. Connor McCoy now comes to the plate with two outs. He got the last out of the first inning. I'm sure he'd like to have a different result here. As I mentioned a couple of nights ago, he was the catalyst with the tying run at third and the winning run at first. He took off on his own, trying to steal second and draw a throw. And Kyle Schrodel recognized what was going on. Bounce the ball through the hole right side. The second baseman had vacated to go cover McCoy. And two runs ended up scoring. Colt 45's got the walk-off 10-9 win. Here's the pitch. Bounced up there. So Bunyard not looking particularly comfortable after getting the first two outs. McCoy has a 2-0 pitch coming. That one's bounced up there, 3-0, and Velarde heads to second. Doesn't run as well, but the throw goes into center field anyway. Velarde now heading to third as the run scores. Tweet scores. Amon slides there, and he'll stay there. So Tweet scores on the throw. Velarde goes to second on the wild pitch and third on the throwing error by the catcher, which allowed Tweet to score. Now McCoy with a 5-0 lead. The Colt 45s have Connor at the plate. Two outs and a 3-0 count. Breaking ball over for a strike. As mentioned, a couple of guys have been out there getting loose. Both Gilliland. And Daniel Harrington. Now, Connor takes ball four, heads down to first. Colt 45s have men on the corners. And two outs for Nick Horsley. Nick drew a leadoff walk in the second. Was eventually stranded at third base. So the Colt 45s have a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. From the belt, the delivery is over for a strike. Velarde at third, not great speed. McCoy has good speed at first. He's running, draws the throw. Velarde heads home, but it matters not because the runner is thrown out trying to steal. So 2-4 on the caught stealing. That means Horsley will lead off next inning. Colt 45s, no runs a hit. There was an error and one man left on base. We will go to the top of the fourth. It's still good news for Colt 45s fans as they did get a run, excuse me. And they now have a 5-0 lead as we head to the fourth on KCNR.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Laughter time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, Black Bear feels like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Peter Kronowski now working with a 5-0 lead, similar to his last start. And let's see if he continues to look comfortable. He's really been a pleasure to watch pitch since joining the club. Santa Rosa A's will send Jason Moran, Garrett James, and Jared Sundstrom to the plate here in the fourth. Moran, two nights ago, hit a first-inning bomb of a home run. I mean, over the netting, onto Cypress, almost hit an oncoming truck that helped spell doom for Amon Velarde's start in that game. It mattered not. His team came back to win, so that's the good end result. Kronowski goes curveball on the first pitch. Moran was hacking for Cypress Avenue again there, and he missed it big, 0-1. Right-handed batter stands in, circles the bat around in front of him, now waits. Another breaking ball. This one catches the outside corner, 0-2. So it looks like Peter has pretty much everything working right now. 0-2 delivery coming. The lefty kicks and fires fastball, check swing, fouled back. Keeping the fans and the our parking lot attendants busy out there. They do have added security here at the ballpark during the games. It's been a very pleasant experience this summer for the Colt 45's fans so far. Pitch swung on and missed. Gets away from Horsley. Long throw, and it actually is. It hits Tweet's hand as he tries to grab it, or else he ran into the runner. I'm not sure which. We don't have a replay on it, but Tanner is hurt. And Barrick Fasking is heading out there, and with Tanner having had surgery on that left hand and a pin in there, that's his first base glove hand, and I believe that's what's hurting right now. He's in a lot of pain over there. It was one of those where Nick, the ball, third strike got away. He had to go to the third base side to chase it down. So the throw was to come from the inside, remembering that Tanner is a right-handed first baseman, so he should have been stretching in, and basically the ball and the runner got there at the same time. And it might have just, the ball just sailed in a little bit too much towards the runner, and I think Tanner got hammered there. He's talking it over with Dr. Sam right now. Might be something that's just scaring him. We'll see if he has to come out of the game. Not sure if Chris Brew is available tonight with the leg injury. If so, I'm sure he would be getting loose. But Fasking. Now, Corino is kind of going over the hand with him. So that would be bad news. It'd be bad news all the way around, first of all, for Tanner. He doesn't need any setbacks. And he might just be scared, and Horsley, you know, coming up and checking on him as well. Nick not feeling good. I'm sure that his throw might have been into the runner a little bit. That happens, and Nick has a gun of a throwing arm. It was a bang, would have been a bang bang play. At the end, Moran is standing at third. They'll give it's a strikeout and then an E2 on the throwing error that sends Moran over to third base. The infield's back. They'll trade an out for a run here. Jarrett James, who bounced to first his first time up. Left-handed batter. Takes that one inside from the lefty, Kronowski, 2-0. They're not worried about Moran over at first with a 5-0 lead. Kronowski looking for something like that. A ground ball to McCoy. Fields and throws. That's out number one. The run does come in to score. That'll be an unearned one. And 4-3 puts James down. And you can hear in the background people having fun out here. A lot of kids. Jared Sundstrom now comes to the plate, right-handed batter. Bases are now empty. Still sunshine. The streaks of shadows from the grandstands on the third base side just starting to get to the pitcher now. Lefty's fastball, a good one. Inside corner called for a strike. Kronowski tries to take something off. That one goes away. Tweet's wrist obviously scaring him a little bit over there. We'll see if he's able to bat when he goes in. Off speed misses, 2-1. Right-handed hitter waits. That one missed inside, 3-1. Kronowski's really given up one hard hit ball, charged with two hits. That's a bouncer off his instep, foul. The count will be now 3-2. But second straight night, the starters have really given a good ball strike ratio. That means they've stayed out in front of hitters. Marquez did a beautiful job last night. Kronowski, 56 pitches already, but just moving along. That one swung on. That is a well-hit ball, left center field. It'll fall for extra bases. Chugging towards second is Sundstrom with a one-out double. That one was hit hard. Now Ash Sutter comes to the plate with a runner at second base. And one run in this inning, not of Kronowski's blame, but it belongs to him. 5-1, your score. Little right-handed batter awaits. Fastball over for a strike. Again, we don't have a radar gun out here, but Peter has one of the best fastballs on the team. When he works from the stretch, he holds the ball in his hand, not his glove, hangs it in front of him, then brings it up to the mitt as he goes into the stretch. That was another fastball, swung on, missed, 0-2. And now with the shadows, he hides the ball well in his stretch delivery, so it's really probably difficult to pick up that ball. We'll just see what he does here with the 0-2 count. There's a curveball swung on, bounced right side. McCoy to his left. Fields throws it to first. That's out number two. The runner moves over to third base. So Marcelo Riley now to the plate. Riley struck out to start the third. Kronowski likes to wait down below the mound until the batter's ready and he's ready. Climbs up on the rubber now. It's a big lefty. As he looks in for the sign, he has the glove on his right hip and brings the ball together in front of his chest. Swung on. Bouncer to short. Slow roller. Roop runs and fires. Throws out the runner by a half step. That was a beauty, Brendan Roop. Well done. 6-3. Ends the fourth. A run on just one hit. There was an error. And a man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45's still in the reins. It's 5-1 Colt 45's. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
We at Pacific Justice Institute have been warning parents of the graphic nature of the sex education curriculum sweeping the nation. Just contact PJI.org to obtain your free opt-out forms and the California Question and Answer Guide, and opt out today.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at PJI.org.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, Colt 45's with a 5-1 lead, bottom of the fourth inning. Nick Horsley will resume his second at-bat. Remember, he was at the plate when Connor McCoy was caught stealing to end the third inning. So he starts with a clean slate. Starts with a clean slate against, it appears, they have a new pitcher. Oh, no, it's the same guy. My bad. It is Nate Bunyan. Still in. First pitch is low to Horsley. So it's Horsley, Baena, and Thompson here in the fourth. Nick also wears a pair of batting gloves, dark bats, Colt 45s have bats that they have made and offer to and provide to the players. Of course, some have their own. But you go through a summer of collegiate baseball, you're going to go through some bats. And the ones that Colt 45s provide, many of them are black. Hard hit ball, third base side. Glove there. Horsley tries to avoid the tag as the throw pulled the first baseman off the bag, but he isn't able to. And that's out number one. That was hit on the nose by Nick. It'll go down as a 5-3 in the book. Out number one, Nandy Bayena comes to the plate. Andy walked in the second and was erased. His presence on the base paths was erased on a 4-6-3 double play. Thompson up next. No word on whether or not Tweet's going to come back out after jamming that glove hand, but nobody else has appeared to be warming up. He's been in the clubhouse with Dr. Sam, so if we can get word, we will. We just want to, you know, you're just concerned for that guy. You want him to get healthy. And he showed bunt, fouled it off, 0-1 the count. If you wonder sometimes, the players did provide music, foul ball. That was hit sharply, just foul on the third base side. They provided walk-up songs to our outstanding public address and loudspeaker crew. Bayana now needs a new bat. Oh, that one, that broke badly. Oh, poor Andy. He's gone through some bats. They all go through some bats. I was just mentioning that. That one. Oh, Tyler Thompson just finished the job. It didn't break in half. It was kind of halfway there, and so Tyler put it over his knee and finished it. And our ball boy, bat boy, bringing out some new baseballs to the home plate umpire, Zach Snell, taking advantage of this interlude while Bayana gets a new bat. Can't fall in love with a bat, you know? It's not like the natural. You can't hang on to that bat forever. They break. But the game is so much more pure with the wooden bat as opposed to the artificial bat. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Bayana now. As he stands back in, swings and fouls that one off. Went off the catcher's shoulder. He's shaking that one off a little bit. Umpire giving him a chance to walk it off. And walks the ball out to the mound where Bunyard is... where Nate Bunyard is ready to get back up on the hill. The right-hander. He's ready. Now Bayana's in the box. He's ready. Umpire's ready. We're ready. 0-2. Swung on. Fouled left side. You know, Andy Bayana's working the count a little bit here, but not quite there. Let's see if he can get something to hit here. Flag is now very quiet. Was blowing out to left a little bit. He bounced that one up there, 1-2. Much like last night when we started with a breeze and then it went away. We'll just have to see if this one comes back. Still no lights on here. It is a bright blue sky, but the clouds beginning to streak further on the field. Swung on, hit through the hole, left side base hit. So Andy Bayana just hacks away until he can get a pitch that he can deal with, and a one-out single to left. And that brings up the Ute, Tyler Thompson. Tyler looking for a hit. Back in the lineup last night, he was 3-for-4. Left-handed batter stands in. Of course, he bounced into a rare double play for him. 4-6-3, hit the ball on the nose of the second baseman, and they turned it well. Takes first pitch for a ball. Bayana, not a big lead over at first base. Not going anywhere. Changeup was over for a strike. Now we are getting into the area where when the pitcher releases the ball from his hand, there's a little bit of sunlight on it, and then it goes into the shade and then crosses through a couple little patches of sun streaking through. So it just creates an extra challenge for the hitters. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That was up. 2-1. We have a boisterous crowd over here in our section on the third base side up in the grandstands. Glad they're here. It's a nice crowd on a Sunday night at the ballpark. Here comes a 2-1 pitch now. Nope, going to throw to first instead. Baena back. Andy second on the club in steals. In the early stages of the season, Miguel Marquez was there, was battling Andy for the team lead. And Miguel suffered, had an injury that just kept nagging him. He had to go home, get that checked out. Runner going here. Looked like a pitch out. Throw down to second is late, though. Just getting in on the head first slide is Andy Baena. Not sure if it was a pitch out or just a perfect pitch to throw when a guy's trying to steal on you. But either way, Baena gets the stolen base. It was a ball, and the count's at 3-1 now on Thompson with a man in scoring position. Left-handed batter waits. Swings and hits it pretty well to center, but up in the air. It's playable. Catch is made. Baena's going to tag. The throw over to third is a one-hopper, and he gets in just ahead of the throw. That was a risky one. He challenged him there. So no sacrifice, but a good job moving the guy over on the fly ball. Tyler just got under it a little bit. Now Julian Kadama now comes to the plate with a chance, and man at third base to do some damage. He had a man at third in the second inning when he came to the plate as well. Wound up flying out center. He did produce a run in the first inning, though. Knocked in the game's first run with a RBI double. First pitch away. Now a ball, no strikes. Swings at that one. Was a little bit out in front on it, 1-1. Julian usually up there hacking. As we mentioned, he has hit safely in every game he's played for the Colt 45s. Breaking ball popped up. Almost needed my net there. Went back behind it, out of play. 1-2 the count. Checks the runner at third, but focused on Kadama and bounces it up there off the front of the plate. The catcher's able to keep it in front of him. And the count now 2-2 on Julian. He's drawn 8 walks in the 11 games as well, but when you're hitting 370, it's not a lot of leftover at-bats there to get walks, or plate appearances, that is. Takes that one. But again, his on-base percentage, 426, his batting average, 370 coming in. Already 1-for-2 today. Curveball, high bouncer towards first. James Fields, pitcher covering, throws it to him for out number 3. So the Colt 45s threaten, but can't get anything doing as they leave a man on third base who had singled. That's Andy Baena. We'll now go to the top of inning number 5. Colt 45's holding that 5-1 lead on the Santa Rosa Athletics. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
9-1-2 hitters due up for the Colt 40 or for the Santa Rosa A's. Anthony Friedman, Ryan Miller, and Alex Curley. Colt 45's holding that 5-1 lead here on Sunday night at Tiger Field. And the big left-hander out of Littleton, Colorado, in Heritage High School, Peter Kronowski, is back to work. Fastball over on the inside corner for a called strike. Again, another impressive start. Really enjoy watching Kronowski. And he's thrown some in relief, which is a different role, but he definitely appears to have the starter's makeup and the multi-pitch arsenal that you really need. Is a good fastball, but also hides his changeup pretty well, and a good-looking curveball, too. Quickly out in front on Friedman, 0-2. Friedman bounced back to the mound back in the third. He holds the bat high on his shoulder, props it there, and then takes the pitch high. Again, has had a good strike-to-ball ratio tonight, about 2-1 all night. Getting out in front of hitters, and then that enables you to throw the changeup and get them whiffing. Friedman. Well, that was a pinch hitter, excuse me. And yeah, that was Friedman, excuse me, batting, and he whiffed it. So that is strikeout number 4 for Kronowski. And that brings up their leadoff hitter, Ryan Miller. He takes the first pitch for a ball. Now, Peter's next pitch is a fastball, bounce to third. Kodama knocks it down, finds it, and throws, and is not able to get him at first base. As the base runner actually had taken a turn, as if he thought the ball had gotten through and into the corner. And when he did that, he gave up he didn't run straight through, and that basically meant he was a live runner out there. After the throw, Tweet was looking to grab the ball and maybe tag him out when he was off the base. Either way, it'll be an infield hit for Miller. And with one out, Alex Curley, the shortstop, comes to the plate. Tweet has that left wrist. Looks like that's pretty well taped up over there. So he went in during the bottom half of last inning to have that looked at by the doctor. Fastball fouled back, out of play. Peter's thrown 68 pitches now. And 45 of them for strikes. They've worked him. They've tried to force him to throw some pitches, but he really has gotten a lot of bad swings, and that's an even better sign. That's a much better sign than going up there and trying to strike everybody out. Fouled back, out of play, 0-2. You know you're doing the job when you get as many groundouts as he has had. He would have had 3 in the first if not for an error. So of the balls put in play, we'll get this for you in a second. That one gets away from Horsley and heading down to second on the probably a wild pitch is Miller. So Curley still batting, a 1-2 delivery forthcoming. But with the balls put in play, as I mentioned, the ground ball to fly out, there's only been one out by flyout in this game. There have been five strikeouts, and the rest hit on the ground. 1-2. That's a good fastball. He just ponied that one up. He just had to come up with a little bit extra there. Strike three. Curley goes down. Make that six strikeouts. And it brings up Max Herndon, who has one of those Ks. He got a called third strike in the third. Reached on the error by Tweet in the first. Left-handed batter, 0 for 2 tonight. Curve on the first pitch from Kronowski, over for a strike. So he's 3 for 11 in this series. Left-handed batter waits. Kronowski looks at second and goes fastball over for a strike, 0-2. Peter doesn't show a lot of emotion out there, not a lot of change of expression. Scouts will certainly like seeing that. There's the 0-2 curveball, bounced right side. Kronowski going to cover again. This time the underhand, and Peter is there to complete the out from Tweet. So that time they got it right. 3-1 in your scorebook. No runs, an infield hit. There were no errors, and one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45 is holding that 5-1 lead over the Santa Rosa Athletics. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The Colt 45's with that 5-1 lead here in the bottom half of inning number 5. Check on some of those other baseball scores for you tonight. Bunch of finals are in. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 6-1. Indians crushed the Reds 11-1. The Red Sox down the Tigers 6-3. Price 7-2 with the win. Hembry got the save. Phillies beat the Mets 8-3. Nola the win. Wheeler the loss. The Rays in St. Petersburg beat the Yankees 2-1. Morton got his 10th win. Paxton the loss. Pagan the save. Braves edged the Marlins 4-3. Keuchel got his second win. He's now 2-2. Richards the loss, and Jackson his 14th save. Nationals over the Royals, 5-2. Doolittle the win. Diekman the loss. Pirates beat the Brewers 6-5. Brewers rallied late but couldn't catch up. Liriano the win. Guerra the loss. Vasquez his 20th save in 10 innings. Astros got the win over the Angels. Springer the walk-off hit. 11-10 the final. 35 hits between the two teams. Presley the win. He's 2-1. Cole takes the loss 0-1. And those are some of the finals that we have for you. The Rangers beat the Twins 4-1. They got three in the top of the 11th. Kelly over Mejia in that one. White Sox beat the Cubs again 3-1. Nova over Hendricks. Colomay got the save. Giants with that thrilling 1-0 win. Samardzija over Flaherty. Will Smith got the save heading to the All-Star game. And Longoria's home run broke up a no-hitter and held up as the winner. Brendan Roop stands in. Right-hander takes the first pitch for a ball. A curveball misses high, 2-0. Diamondbacks held off the Rockies 5-3. Young over Marquez. Holland the save. And the Padres beat the Dodgers. Tatis had two homers in that one. Lucchesi over Stripling. Yates, his 30th save in relief for the Padres. And the A's also beat the Mariners 7-4. Mangia over Caracetti. Hendricks got the save. This one bounced left side, gets through the hole into left field for a base hit for Brendan Roop. Another two-hit game for Brendan. And that brings up Tanner Tweet. Tanner's 0 for 2, looking to extend his four-game hitting streak. See how he swings there with that after taking a getting jammed up on his glove hand. That's his lead hand as a hitter, his left hand. That's the one that he had surgery on. First pitch to him is over for a strike. Tanner, now the lights are on. Roop has good speed at first. Off speed fouled off left side. We also, if you didn't hear earlier, the River Cats, Sacramento, won big 21-7 in Reno against the Aces. So it's now All-Star break time for Major League Baseball. Home Run Derby at Progressive Field is up next tomorrow. We'll see whose swing gets screwed up on that this year. Here's Tweet. Excuse me. Here's Tanner Tweet. Got to get the first name in this town. Swings, takes the breaking ball, opposite field, base hit. It's towards the corner. He will turn but not go anywhere. Roop is able to head to third. No sweat, just a fine piece of hitting by Tanner Tweet. Off speed, breaking ball away. It was up. He saw it well. Just took it into right. Now you have men on the corners, nobody out for Jacob Machuca. Pitcher wants a new ball. That one apparently flattened. It was hit pretty well. So Machuca's set to stand in. Some geese do some low flybys out in center field, making the drone level flybys. Kind of freaky. No one was dropped upon. That's the key. First pitch goes to the backstop, but bounces off the concrete wall and comes right back to the catcher. So nobody goes anywhere. A ball and no strikes to count on Machuca. Left side of their infield is in. I'm not sure what the deal is. Right side, is it playing back depth? High bouncer to second. Herndon comes in. Can't beat it with a stick. Just has to hang on to it after it popped out of his glove. And he reached down, give him an infield hit or an error. We'll just have to see. Probably an error. Run does score. Makes it 6-1. Tanner now over at third base. And Machuca at first. And that brings up Velarde batting left against the right-hander. And a 6-1 lead. Swung on, fouled back into the net. Let's see what they gave. They actually gave Machuca a single. A hit on that one, I guess, is the funky hop. Is what they were alluding to. That one's bounced to the screen. The runner going to try to score. Tweet sliding. He's in safely. And it's now 7-1. Velarde was trying to say don't. But he'd already been sent by Biz from third. So ball and a strike to count. Machuca now at second. And the Colt 45s have scored in every other inning, 4 in the first, 1 in the third, 2 here in the fifth. That one's low. Action continues out in the bullpen. Well, actually, I don't think that is actually a player that's coming into the game. He's wearing shorts. They did have another reliever ready to go. I think off speed, way out in front on that one. Velarde swings and misses. 2-2 now the count. Amon rights himself back in the left-handed batter's box. Now he's in. Waggles the bat behind his head. 2-2 pitch. A little low, 3-2. Connor was heading out there. I think he thought it was ball 4. Hope he didn't think it was strike 3. Here comes a pitch, foul back, out of play. Still haven't had a shot at one with my net. I'm waiting for the right foul ball. Full count delivery now. The payoff coming to Velarde with a man on second. Still nobody out here in the fifth. Fastball swung on, hit well towards left center field. Miller on his horse near the track, can't catch up with it. Velarde will have extra bases. Coming around to score is Machuca as he held up out there. Not sure they were going to catch the ball. An RBI double by Amon Velarde and a nice piece of hitting. Miller gave it a good chase, but he was playing pretty shallow, actually. Still nobody out, and Connor McCoy now comes to the plate with a man on second. And an 8-1 Colt 45's lead. Kronowski. Nobody thrown in the bullpen, though. There are folks out there for the Colt 45s. Well, now I say shouldn't say that. Somebody's throwing. Might be Kyle Schrodel. It appears Kyle Schrodel is out throwing, so he might be the next pitcher when Kronowski is done. First couple of pitches missed to McCoy, so 2-0 the count. Again, lights are on. There's still sun out on the field. Colt 45s have built an 8-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Fastball low. 3-0. McCoy waits. That was a breaking ball over for a strike on a 3-0 count. I guess that's what Bunyard's feeling confident with. He's working in his third inning of relief. There's nobody out here in a 3-1 count. That one's away, and it's ball 4. So now runners on first and second for Nick Horsley. And their skipper's going to come out, Justin Hergeth. And he had pitchers loosening. Let's see if it's going to be a position player that was getting ready to come across. See if he's going to go ahead and make a change here, if he's just going to talk it out. Because, again, there's nobody actually in the bullpen right now. He's going to talk to him a little bit about Horsley and try to settle him down, see if he can get him in there. Bunyard has thrown 61 pitches in his two-plus innings, and 31 of those 61 have been strikes. So now Hergeth goes back to the dugout. He did not change pitchers, and Nick Horsley will get a chance to bat. Nick hit the ball sharply to third his last time up. He's officially 0-for-1. Right-hand batter stands in with two on and nobody out. Awaiting the pitch. Fastball over for a strike. Andy Bayena is on deck. Horsley asks for time. The starting pitcher Luke Bertling was like watching paint dry. He just took so much time. It's crazy. The second pitcher has been more, we'll just call it normal. That pitch misses. Ball and a strike to count on Horsley. Here comes the 1-1 now. Change up away. 2-1. Nick's looking for a fastball, but Bunyard not apparently very confident in it. Now he works quicker. There was a good fastball. Swung through it and missed it. 2-2 now the count. Morsley climbs in. Right-handed batter waits. And the delivery off speed off the end of his bat foul. Staying alive. Wound up with a nice Sunday night crowd. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Checks the runner, Velarde at second, and then throws one in the dirt. Ball three. So Velarde's at second, McCoy at first. Nobody out. Three are in. And they finally have some more action in the pen. And it looks like it's Joe Clement, who's pitched in two games already. Bouncing ball to third. He steps on the bag to get that run, but then the throw goes into right field. Rounding third to come in and score. McCoy going to test the arm of the right fielder and wins that test. Two more runs score. And the Colt 45s are now up 10-1. Oh, no, I'm wrong. Let's make it 9-1. Excuse me. Velarde was out on the force at third. Five unassisted, but the error brings McCoy in. So with one out, now at second is Horsley on the fielder's choice. He was able to move up on the throw. So Andy Bayena bats with still just one out. Right-handed hitter. Singled through the hole in the left side last time up there. Shortstop is the one trying to keep Bayena close. And if he's going to do that, he's going to really leave a huge hole on the left side for Bayena, which they are doing. Andy will take it. See if he, that's what he did last time, just pulled one into left field. Fouls that one back, a ball and a strike. Colt 45s with four in the first, and they haven't looked back. Peter Kronowski, we'll see if he's going to come back in to start the sixth. Pitched beautifully to this point. They have had some action in the bullpen, as mentioned earlier. Here comes a 1-2 now to Bayena. Swung on, bounced towards short, charging as Curley goes under his glove into left field. Horsley will come around to score. And now it's 10-1. That'll be an error on the shortstop. So the wheels are wobbling and might be falling off a little bit here for the Santa Rosa A's this inning. Colt 45 so far taking advantage of it. I mean, it started out with hits, and four hits, but a couple of errors now have helped the Colt 45's cause. Bayena at first has good speed. Now with a 10-1 lead, you would assume they're probably not running. Give Thompson a chance just to hit. He's the eighth batter this inning, fouls his first pitch back to the screen. He's just got under a ball his last time up, but it was deep enough for Bayena to tag it second and move to third. He walked and scored back in the first. 0-1 to Tyler. Swings through that fastball. 0-2. Clement still loosening out in the bullpen. comes the 0-2 delivery. One out. Bayana at first. It was away, 1-2. Colt 45 is 4 in the first, 1 in the third, and 5 runs now in inning number 5. The only run came across in the fourth inning against Kronowski. And it was not an earned run. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Bayana not a big lead at first, not expecting him to go. Thompson takes a curveball over for strike 3. Wow, it's just a big looper, a rainbow. Well, there's a strikeout. First Colt 45 hitter to strike out since way back in the third. One of their better nights in that regard this season. Just 2 Ks on the night to this point. Julian Kodama now comes to the plate. Ninth hitter for this Colt 45 inning. The left-handed batter takes the first pitch for a ball. Brendan Roop would like to bat next. Kodama swings and fouls one third base side out of play. Ball on the strike. Bayana at first, 2 outs now. Hit sharply right side, second baseman to his left, fields and throws, and that will end the inning. Colt 45s bat around and do get 5 runs in this inning on 4 hits. There were a couple of errors and a man left on base. We go now to the top of the 6th. It's a 10-1 lead over the Santa Rosa A's. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to the ballpark. Colt 45's up 10-1 at Tiger Field, looking for their fourth straight win. We are in the top of the 6th. Peter Kronowski has been in command in this one. No doubt about that. A little bit of a long delay. Let's see how he does coming out to pitch. His second impressive start in a row. First pitch to the leadoff hitter here in inning number 6. And it is a pinch hitter, Daniel Harrington.
Now batting number 4, Daniel Harrington.
Harrington didn't start the game because of his coach told me he had to scratch him because of a migraine, and anybody who's experienced those, they are horrible. He went around on the next pitch, and he's quickly out in front 0-2, down or in the hole 0-2. Harrington smiling. He was surprised. I've mentioned last night's broadcast, very affable guy, obviously loves to play the game. Started out at Oklahoma State, big baseball program there, is considering going to Baylor. Play, and he checks his swing on that one. Yes, indeed, he chased it. A little too eager. I will tell you about him his next time up. But that's strike 3. So Kronowski gets his 7th strikeout. I'll do my math again. Is that 6 or 7? 1, 2, Next pitch is to James, Garrett James, their first baseman. Pops it up, actually, fouls territory, first base side, and Tweet makes the catch. Quickly dispatches of another hitter. He had one strikeout to end the second, two strikeouts in the third, one ended the third. One more in the fourth, two in the fifth, and the one here in the sixth. Kronowski, 5 2/3 innings, four hits, no earned runs, one run, has yet to walk a man, and struck out seven. First pitch to Jared Sundstrom is low for a ball. He doubled to left his last time up. Big leg kick. Good fastball. Swung on, missed.
I didn't want to go.
Action continues out in the bullpen. Could be double switches coming as well. That pitch misses, 1-1. Two down. Kronowski got the first two pretty quickly here. Fastball bounced left side, fielded in foul territory by Kadama. So, round them up and do it again. 2-2, the delivery now. Again, Kronowski waits until the batter gets in the box to climb back up on the rubber. That's his thing. Batter in the box, he climbs back up on the rubber, and the big left-hander looks in for the sign. There's a breaking ball swung on, hit towards left. Velarde coming in, and he'll make the catch for out number three. So they go down in order in the sixth. We head to the bottom half of inning number six. Colt 45s with a comfy 10-1 lead over the Santa Rosa A's. This is Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
We have a couple of changes for the visitors. New pitcher is Joe Clemone. He's pitching in his third game. He's pitched now in all games in this series. Previous two games, 5 1/3, five hits. He's allowed just the one earned run, a walk, and four strikeouts. We have a new catcher who is wearing a number that does not appear to be. Yes, it is. It's. Excuse me. I apologize. It's Handren now catching. So Handren has moved to the behind the plate. And then I believe in over at second base now is Daniel Harrington. I'm not sure. We'll get all those changes for you. As soon as we do, we'll pass them on. That one goes back to the screen. Brendan Roop in there batting. Ball and a strike now, the count. Because Harrington pinch hit for Moran, so they had to change something behind the plate. That pitch misses. Pitch fouled left side now. Herndon, not Handren. So Herndon moves behind the plate here in the sixth. A 2-2 delivery coming to Brendan Root. Swings and fouls that one out of play. Brendan has two hits tonight, 2 for 3. Rupp has 35 hits on the summer. That's tops on this team. Also leads the team with 7 doubles. This one swung on, hit to left, and foul. Boy, it had legs. Everybody was like, whoa. Rupp was even drawn to look because it wasn't a matter of distance. It was a matter of fair or foul. Glad I didn't miss it. But again, Brendan leading the club in several categories, including hits and total bases. Now he's ready to climb back in there. 2-2 the count. Right-handed batting shortstop awaits the delivery. Swung on. This one's hit to center field. High but not very deep. Miller settles under it and makes the catch, route number one. Tanner Tweet now comes to the plate. He extended his hitting streak to 5 games with a single his last time up. Went the other way with it. Nice piece of hitting. He scored every time that he's been up. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Walked and scored. And that single he scored. A couple of wild pitches helped there. So the Spartan stands in. First pitch, he didn't like it enough to swing at it. It's over for a strike, 0-1. Now here comes the 0-1 delivery. This one's lined sharply over a diving second baseman into right field for a hit. Tweet as it gets all the way through to the track. It had motor rockets on it, and so does Tanner. He rounds second, and he's going to head all the way to third with a one-out triple. It was a hot shot, and it just kept scooting. And once it got out past the outfielders, it was just a matter of when could they run it down, because Tanner was going. Tweet leads the team now with 3 triples. That brings up Jacob Machuca. Machuca, the left-handed batter, set to stand in now. Tweet's got smiling because he got a belly full of dirt. He's got some mud in those uniform pants, some dirt. Trying to get all that out. Changeup misses away, 1-0. Other changes for them. Wyatt Voigt now out at second base. Wyatt Voigt. This pitch swung on. Hit towards center field. Second baseman going back. Center fielder coming on and makes the catch. Tweet fakes going. It's a good throw to home plate. That's out number 2. So Voigt is over at second base. Eamon Velarde now comes to the plate. Batting left again against the right-hander. Clement's fastball. He swings through that one. 0-1. Tweets at third. Colt 45's up 10-1, looking to add to it. Velarde swings through that one, too. 0-2. Checking the run. Now Clement delivers. Change up off the plate. Swung on. Missed. Strike 3. So the Colt 45s threaten a triple by Tanner Tweet, but he is left on base. We go now to the top of the 7th. Colt 45s with a 10-1 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, tip of the cap to Peter Kranowski. The rookie has just completed, I think, the best start we've seen for the season. I know Eamon Velarde had a big eight-inning performance where he struck out to double digits earlier in the year, but this one was pretty impressive. Really only one ball, as I recall, was hard hit off of him. So he is relieved here by Kyle Schrodel to start things off in the seventh with a 10-1 lead for the Colt 45s. For Peter, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, no earned, no walks, 7 strikeouts. As total pitches, I don't have the ending pitch count. See if I can get that from our point streak stats in a moment. But nice job. And now Kyle Schrodel just has to finish it off. This is Kyle's fourth relief appearance, his eighth appearance of the season. 22 innings. He has a 2-1 record and an 8.18 earned run average. Strikeouts have been good, 17 to 22. Right-hander out of UPREP. First pitch from him is bounced towards second. Big hop off the back of the mound. McCoy fields it cleanly and throws it to first for out number one. So Ash Sutter goes down. And it brings up Marcelo Riley, who's 0 for 2 tonight. Again, a little bit more on Kyle. He's kind of done a little bit of everything for the team this year, as we've spoken about. Getting a chance to give some solid innings. Oh, the big right-hander from the windy hits him in the back. That was not the intention. So a hit by pitch. For Kyle, that's the eighth guy he's hit this year. I was going to say that's one of the stats that you don't want to lead the team in. But he is now shares in that statistic atop the Colt 45's leaderboard with Milligan and Marquez. Now standing in, right-handed hitter, Wyatt Vogt, who came in for Friedman. And I took over at second base. He's looking at his first at-bat, obviously, of this night. But we have seen him in this series. Fouls that one back. The little guy, in fact, has 2 hits and 4 at-bats in this series, including a double. And he's out of Rancho Cotati High School. Still, no college experience for him yet. There are bodies out in the bullpen, but nobody throwing for the Colt 45s. There are a couple of people getting loose in the Santa Rosa bullpen, but not sure that they're getting ready to come in the game by any stretch. Now, 2-ball, 1-strike pitch coming. Vogt takes fastball over. That's called strike two. Kyle, a tall right-hander. 6'3", 215. He and his brother Nick both go to Crown College together. Play baseball there, obviously. and here with the Colt 45s after their careers at UPREP. That one gets away from Nick Horsley. He throws it down to second, but just a hair late as Riley was able to get there. That one might be a pass ball. So Vogt now has a runner in scoring position. Go to little guy. I haven't sized him up head-to-head, but I think he's about 5'7". 3-2 pitch. Swung on, plate, bouncer. It'll be foul. Count stays full. Now you can hear got a little helicopter flight coming on, going over here. It's a beautiful night. Probably to watch the sunset from up there. That one's up high, ball four. So a walk and a hit batter and a walk in that order. Two on and one out. I mean, Schrodel's job is just to get ahead of guys and throw strikes here. He has a 10-1 lead. He goes out and has a little chat with Nick Horsley, or Nick Horsley goes out and has a little chat with Schrodel. Miller going to stand in as the top of the order now. And for the Athletics. He has a couple of hits, including an infield hit his last time up. First pitch of the ball. Well, we were living in the lap of luxury when it comes to balls and strikes with Kronowski tonight. See if Kyle can right this ship. It was a good fastball. Swung on and missed. 1-1. Looks in for the sign. From the stretch, he kind of has an open look in. Now brings his leg back straight. Now the big leg kick. Check swing. Hand on the bat. It's going to be considered a foul ball. One and two. And you just don't want to mess around here. You just need outs. Here comes the 1-2. Kyle Schrodel comes to the belt. Lifts the glove as he lifts his leg and kicks and fires. High chopper towards short. Roop has one play. It's the first. Gets him there. And that's out number two. One runner moves to second. Another moves to third.
Number two, Alex.
Now Curley comes to the plate. He had a hit in the third. He's 1-for-3 in this game. 2-for-10 in the three games. Another with no college experience, just right out of high school. He's getting it here. Schrodel with a 1-2 pitch coming. Big leg kick, fastball low, gets away from Horsley, but not. Well, it was far enough, and they should have gotten an out of that. Nick threw it back to the pitcher covering at home, but the runner, basically the runner on second, had committed to third, and they had two guys within 15 feet of third base, but Nick did the instinctive thing, which is to get the ball and flip it to the base, because the pitcher's got to be there. His flip actually hit the batter in the butt. Nobody hurt. Everybody goes back to their bases. It's just a ball. And the 1-0 pitch to Curley. That one away this time, 2-0. Horsley scuffling behind the plate a little bit. 2-0 account. And the runner at third is Riley. At second is Vogt. This one swung on, hit to center. With two outs, everybody's running, and Thompson makes the catch for out number three. So a little bit of noise, but nothing doing. No runs, no hits. no errors, and two men left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Enjoy your personal seventh inning stretch time at home, and we'll do the same here when we return. Colt 45's up 10-1. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Haven Humane Society will be holding our annual Putt for Paws Golf Tournament on July 12th at the beautiful Riverview Golf and Country Club. This fabulous four-person scramble will tee off at 9 a.m. There will be an awards lunch, raffles, prizes, and so much more. Sign up your four-man team today for only $400, or single players are only $100, with all proceeds going to help the animals at Haven Humane Society. We will see you on the green.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Hope you enjoyed whatever you did during your seventh inning stretch. Here I just was sharing hilarious baseball jokes with my producer, Jared King. You have to give me some more that I can say on the air. That, no reason we couldn't say the jokes that he's telling me on the air. They're just hokey, right? Oh, baseball. Gotta love it. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and silly jokes. Connor McCoy leading things off here in the bottom of the seventh. It is a feel-good kind of night so far. Terrific start for Peter Kranowski. And the Colt 45's got him four runs right out of the gate. It's been smooth sailing since then. And Joe Clemon on the hill. He's appeared in every game against the Colt 45s this weekend. Out in front of McCoy, 1-2. He's a lanky right-hander, long hair, down to his shoulder. McCoy the opposite. More of a clean-cut youngster from, of course, here in Shasta County. It's been a real treat to see him develop already this summer. He'll be going to Shasta College. Out of American Christian Academy, homeschooled, but played baseball there. There's a knuckle curve, bounced towards third. The pitcher pounces on it, but loses his footing and isn't able to make the throw. And he might have hurt himself slipping. No, he's going to be okay. It'll be an infield hit for McCoy. And Nick Horsley now comes to the plate. Nick's 0 for 2. As mentioned, had a hard hit ball back in the fourth. More action out in the pen. It might be Billy Plummer again. He's looks like Billy's getting loose as well, or maybe just stretching. Not sure anybody would be ready to come in yet. They might be able to just see how far Kyle Schroedel can take him because he has a 10-1 lead, but they may be wanting to get Billy an inning. We'll see. Runner at first is Connor McCoy. He's officially 1-for-2 tonight with two walks. Horsley at the plate, officially 0-for-2 with a walk. Check swing up the middle. Second baseman comes up. He'll step back to the bag and get the force there. That's out number one. So safe at first on the fielder's choice. Excuse me, swing for Horsley. Out number one at second, and Bayena will come to the plate. Horsley at first doesn't have great speed. And now Tyler Thompson will be on deck. Glenn looks over to first. Bayena taps the plate. Now he's ready. That was a what looks like a knuckle curve. Called strike one. Runner not going anywhere with a 9-run lead unless you throw it away, which is what they did. And Horsley will chug on down to second on the pass ball. Bayena now is a man in scoring position. Colt 45 is already up 10-1 here in the seventh. And the sun hadn't even really set. Beautiful, beautiful night. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That was outside 2-1. Now there's a fastball, and that one had a good cut at it. Fouled back out of play into the parking lot. Never seen a regular crowd that gets more thrilled about a foul ball than the Colt 45's fans. They love to make fun. They love to pick on the umpires if the umpire doesn't call it out is what it is. 2-2 pitch. Changeup swung on. Laced into left field. Base hit. Rounding third, but holding there will be Horsley. And the Colt 45s have men on the corners with one out. That brings up Thompson. A rare hitless night for Tyler. He's been so steady, we just assume he's going to get a knock or two in. So Horsley's at third. Bayena at first. Thompson at the plate. Still just one out. Bayena has good speed. Tough to double up. Although that has happened. Once tonight, Thompson hit into a rare double play. That one was inside, scooted him off the plate a little bit. Ball one.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah, you hear they're calling for it in the stands here. More cowbell. Throw over to first. Boy, Andy came up short there. He almost came up short and got picked. It wasn't that he was fooled. Just his dive back was a little off the mark. Happens sometimes. 1-0. Good fastball from Clemone. That was over for a strike. 1-1. Kodama would hit next, barring a twin killing. 1-1. Runner going. Fouled back. My way. Oh, I thought I was going to get to pull out the net. I reached for it. Out of play. So wanted that. We'll get one before the season's out. Back on the rubber is Clemone. Bayena at first, Horsley at third. The 1-2 pitch swung on, bounced towards second. Vogt fields over to short, one on to first. He throws it away. Thompson will hold at first base. The runner scores. It's now 11-1. So a 4-6 for out number two. Thompson safe at first on the fielder's choice. Give him an RBI. And it's 11-1 Colt 45s. They have scored in every other inning tonight. 4 in the first, 1 in the third, 5 in the fifth, 1 here in the seventh. And Julian Kodama to the plate. Moy watched the changeup, called for a strike. Julian taps the back of the home plate and then the inside corner. Swings and laces this one towards left center field where he had extra bases earlier in the game. It's down for the same. Rounding third and coming home to score will be Thompson. Kadama stands at second base as the throw comes in with a second RBI double of the night. It's now 12-1. Colt 45s. Okay, here's the next great joke from Jared, my producer. Which superhero is the best baseball player? These are baseball jokes. You know who that is? Batman, of course. Everybody knows that. 12-1, Roop steps in, swings at the first pitch he sees. Third baseman can't handle it, and it's probably going to be an infield hit. But the hits just keep on coming for the Colt 45s. Over at third is Thompson. Over at third is Kadama now. Thompson scored. At first is Roop on the infield hit. A hot shot. I should double check the game live and see what the official score called it. Yes, an infield hit. And that brings up Tanner Tweet. Tanner tripled his last time up. So he has a single and a triple tonight. He scored three times. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. Off-speed, swung on, hit sharply, but right at the second baseman on two hops. He throws it over to first for out number three. The Colt 45s add a couple of more runs. You're in the bottom of the seventh inning on four hits, including an RBI double in the midst of all of that by Julian Kodama. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Kyle Schrodel on for his second inning of relief work with Reading on top 12-1. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle Schrodel on for his second inning of relief work. Colt 45's up now 12-1. Appear headed for their fourth consecutive victory, which is a feel-good thing. They sometimes just have to turn the page to a new month, and that's what they have done. They're perfect for the month of July. Things hold up tonight. Max Herndon out of the plate. Herndon's 0 for 3 tonight. Left-handed batter takes the first pitch inside for a ball. Schrodel replaced Kronowski, who was very good tonight, through 6. 1-0 pitch foul back out of play. Well, most of our Sunday night crowd that was out here tonight is still here. Because it's still barely Sunday night, right? Seemingly so. Swung on, popped left side. Could be playable near the bullpen, but it just keeps hooking out of play. Action out in the bullpen continues. But I'm not sure anybody's necessarily getting loose to come in. Billy Plummer, maybe, coming in to pitch the ninth. We'll see. Eighth or ninth, we'll see. Breaking ball from Kyle Schrodel, a little bit high. It was a good one, though. 2-2 the count. Right-hander rocks, kicks and delivers, fouls that one off. The left-handed hitter awaits. Swings at another, fouls another one off. Gone through some balls tonight. Harrington on deck, so whatever all those defensive moves were, one of them allowed Harrington to stay in the game. Not sure where he was out there on the field because they moved some guys around and they don't really have a beeline to us here. Two to the pitch. Coming to Herndon. Swung on, bounced up the middle. Will it have eyes? Yes, it does. Gets into center field for a base hit. Kyle tried to knock it down. You just had a feeling it was going to have just a little too much for Roop to be able to get over to it, and it did. That brings up Harrington, who struck out in the sixth, but was a tough out in the first couple of games. He's now 4-for-9 in this series. It's been kind of an all or nothing thing, hasn't it? He has 5 strikeouts, 4 hits, and 9 at bats. That pitch over for a strike. Schrodel, not paying a lot of attention to Herndon. Well, he is, but what's the point? You have a 12-1 lead. Concentrate on the hitter. Fastball up, 1-1. Mark Bassetti likes to talk about the percentages. Baseball's a game of percentages. So, you know, it's one of those, and you even see this at the major league level, where a guy will steal and they'll call it indifference. Just don't even worry about him. Act like he's not even out there at first. That one's over for a called strike, too. Because he's of absolutely no consequence in this game, unless you're paying attention to him, and he's taking your focus off this hitter with an 11-run lead. Kyle knows that. 1-2. Slide step, swung on, popped left side. Will this stay in play? Kadama chasing it down, and looks like it's going to fall. A ball on 2 strikes. Nobody out. At first base is Herndon. At the plate, Harrington. On deck, James. Sunstorm in the hole. Right-handed batter waits. Off speed up. Didn't miss by much, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. Off speed. That one fouled back out of play, 2-2. Well, Harrington likes to take his whacks up there. Not going to get cheated. Right-handed batter has glasses. Where's the elbow guard on the front elbow? There's a right-handed hitter. Lots of pine tar on that bat. Comes a 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Did it get the corner? No, it did not. Counts full. Looking in for the sign. Kyle shakes his head. Yes. Exhales. Now delivers. Fastball swung on. Good cut. Left field. Velarde back near the track. On the track. Makes the catch for out number one. He gave it a ride. No wind at all. And Velarde is able to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Garrett James now comes to the plate. Left-handed batter standing in. Nothing to show for his night tonight. Fouled out to first baseman Tanner Tweet. His last time up. First pitch to him is inside for ball. 1-0. At first base, Herndon. He led off with that single up the middle. Next pitch misses inside. Schroeder falls behind 2-0. Again, Plummer still out in the pen. My guess is he'll pitch the ninth. We'll just have to see, unless he's needed this inning. Swung on. Hit towards left field. Velarde coming in, and he'll make that catch for out number two. And that brings up Jared Sundstrom, their designated hitter. Sundstrom had a double left in the fourth. He's 1-for-3 tonight. They only have 5 hits on the game. The 1-0 delivery, or excuse me, the first pitch coming to Sundstrom with the runner at first. Again, Schroedl just giving him cursory attention. First pitch from him is a little away, 1-0. That's a fastball, popped right side, fair territory. Baena coming in right field. He'll make the catch in shallow right field for out number three. So after a leadoff single, 3 flyouts make it an easy eighth inning for Schroedl and the Colt 45s. We'll head to the top of the ninth. Excuse me, I wish we were heading to the top of the ninth, but hey, maybe some more offense. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45s with a 12-1 lead over the Santa Rosa A's. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, welcome back to Colt 45's baseball. Daniel Harrington coming in to pitch, and he's having fun with the fans. He let one of his warm-ups, there's a fan ragging him behind home plate, and he let one fly into the into the kind of a Nuke LaLoosh kind of fastball. He's got a good arm, we know that. And he's out there finishing his warm-up tosses. Right-hander wears glasses. And I'm not sure if he wears a mouth guard or has the brightest white teeth I've ever seen, but I think it's mouth guard. Let's see. He does. He's wearing a mouth guard. And his last warm-up pitch. Again, a good fastball, but if his warm-ups are any indication, he might be a little wild. We'll have to see. Jacob Machuca, Eamon Velarde, and Connor McCoy are due here in the bottom of the eighth. To this point, 12 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for the Colt 45s, 1 run, 5 hits, 5 errors for the Santa Rosa A's. And the story tonight would have to be the kid, the big kid, Peter Kronowski. 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. That was masterful. I'm sure he could have continued in normal circumstances. You just don't want in the summer to push anybody. But another solid start and a very impressive start. Schroedl has come on, done a nice job in relief for a couple of innings. And now Colt 45's bats get back at it. Machuca who has a couple of hits to his credit tonight. So he's 2 for 4. And the left-handed batter will stand in. If they can get their sign straight. All right, here we go. Everybody ready. New ball to the umpire. And time to move on here in the bottom of the eighth. Machuca, big left-handed hitter, stands in. I understand he's originally from El Paso area. I was what Rick Bassetti mentioned. Now lives in the Dallas area. I believe that's where he went to high school. Of course, he's at Fort Scott College with Brendan Roop. Takes a big swing in the first couple of pitches, 0-2. From Corinth, Texas now, Lake Dallas. This guy's got a good fastball. We've seen it. That was a little low, 1-2. Definitely the most enthusiastic player, I think, for either team out there this weekend is this guy. Daniel Harrington swung on foul back. Machuca awaits a 1-2 delivery. Sails one up, 2-2. Works pretty quickly out there. Has a very quick wind as a pitcher. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, fouled left side, out of play. Plummer still thrown out in the pen. So not sure if he's going to be called in to start the ninth or is just getting his throwing in. Either way, because if he doesn't pitch tonight, there's not a game until Thursday. Fastball inside. 3-2. Didn't miss by much. Harrington really wanted it. Here comes the payoff. Breaking ball away, ball 4. So Machuca draws a walk. And now Eamon Velarde will come to the plate. Lefty on righty.
Now batting number 21, Eamon Velarde.
McCoy on deck. Nobody out. Leadoff guy walks here in the eighth. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. Good crowd of all ages tonight at the ballpark. It has just been a pleasant weekend for baseball, starting with the 4th of July. That one misses. He's working quickly, but quickly behind, 3-0. Velarde will be watching this one. Eamon has a couple of hits tonight. 2 for 3, including a sacrifice fly back in the first that scored a run. Struck out his last time up, but singled in third, doubled in the fifth. That one backs him off and goes back to the backstop. Ball 4. Nobody's thrown in the bullpen. So, clearly, this is Harrington's game to finish. Two on, nobody out. Connor McCoy out of the plate. Connor had an infield hit in the 7th. See if he can build on that one. My guess is Harrington's going to stick to that heat. It's a good fastball. This stage of the night, he's got to throw something over. Took a little bit off that one and got a strike. His catcher went out and talked to him and maybe encouraged him to just take a deep breath. Adrenaline is a troublesome thing sometimes. Breaking ball misses inside. 1-1. Horsley due up next. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. And a 12-1 Colt 45's lead. That fastball back to the screen. So runners move up. Machuca heads over to third. Velarde to second. First base now open. McCoy at the plate. They play at normal depth. Don't want to, no sense in playing in an 11-run game. Fastball over for a strike. Looks in for the sign. The bespectacled right-hander throws off speed inside corner, called strike three. Connor knows it. He'll head back to the dugout. Brings up Horsley with one down now and 2 men in scoring position. Bayana moves into the on-deck circle. Horsley takes a deep breath, exhales, now drags the bat pop-pop across the plate and stands in. First pitch is a fastball. And it bounced up there, 1-0. Shakes his head, nope, doesn't want that pitch. Now he has the sign. Horsley waits. That's a fastball, and it gets away from the catcher. He's having a hard time with Harrington's stuff. Frankly, Harrington throws the ball hard. And I think this young catcher back there is just struggling a little bit. Shaking his hand right there. Might not be used to a guy throwing quite as hard as Harrington is. 2-0 pitch. Checks the runner at third. Now a big kick. He delivers a fastball. Boy, blew that one by Horsley. Pops out of the catcher's glove again. I mean, Herndon is a junior college player, but goes to Santa Rosa. Struggling a little bit back there, though. Started the game at second base tonight. 2-1. Oh, it was a nice-looking pitch just off the plate outside. 3-1. Let's see what he brings to Nick Horsley here. Nick looking for a hit. Check swing. It's called a strike anyway. 3-2. Couldn't pull the trigger on that one. Last guy got a breaking ball in the inside corner for a called third strike. Let's see what Harrington brings here. That was just a changeup. Fouled it off, stay alive. If I were a guessing man, I would think fastball here. Might have him set up for it. Let's see what Horsley gets delivered from Harrington. Shakes his head. Nods that he has the signal. Now winds or delivers from the stretch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So that's 2 outs. And it brings up Bayena. Now Andy has 2 hits. He's officially 2 for 3 tonight. Walked in the second. Singled in the fourth. Reached on an error in the fifth. And then singled again in the seventh. Stands back in. First pitch to him is a strike. So Harrington, after struggling to get loose, find the rhythm, is now throwing some strikes. Looks a little tougher. 0-1. That's a fastball swung on. Blooped right side, but the first baseman will backpedal and make the catch in the dirt for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, but 2 men left on base. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Colt 45's looking to shut the door on a weekend sweep. It's 12-1, Santa Rosa trailing the Redding Colt 45s on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
So Billy Plummer on to pitch here in the ninth inning. Third Colt 45's pitcher is a 12-1 lead. And Billy pitched on the 6th of July a couple of nights ago, on the 5th a couple of nights ago. Went an inning and two-thirds in that game, walked a guy and struck out threes. Really showing strong development in his work to become a pitcher this summer. Primarily been a catcher and has devoted himself to that this summer and looking better every time out. We know his grandpa's listening down in Concord. Hopefully you're listening. We're able to stick it out this late in a one-sided affair, 12-1 so far. Billy comes in. This is his 11th appearance, second on the club in that category. 12 and two-thirds innings, he's only allowed 5 hits. Problem, of course, has been the walk, 18 walks in those 12 and two-thirds. And he has no one-loss record and a 7.1 ERA. He's here to just shut the door, finish the job. Peter Kronowski stands to be the winner. He went 6 strong innings. Schrodel went 2, and there's been plenty of offense from the get-go in this one. 12-1, and the leadoff hitter is Ash Sutter. He's 0-3 tonight, right-handed batter. First pitch from the right-hander is a fastball, popped right side. McCoy calls for it, makes the catch for out number 1. 1 pitch, 1 out. So Billy's really going deep. He's really in his delivery, hiding the ball really well, but not cocking it back where you can see it. But it appears more difficult to pick up. Not having actually faced him, I wouldn't know that. But looking at his stretch, he has a compression sleeve on his right pitching arm. A big right-hander looks in, working from the stretch. That's a fastball away. You do see the ball when he cocks it back, but he's going deeper into his delivery. He's a big athlete, 6'3", 205, might be more than that now. A ball, no strikes. Not totally comfortable yet. That one a little low, 2-0. This is Marcelo Riley. Riley was hit with a pitch in the 7th, but otherwise quiet night for him. A strikeout and a bounce out. Plummer. Big leg kick. Fastball up and away. 3-0. This is the only scheduled meeting between these two clubs this summer. I'm sure they'll work it out again next summer. The A's kind of getting back into the travel ball swing. They played a good schedule this year. A lot of good competition over in their area, in the Bay Area. That pitch misses outside, ball 4. So 4 pitches to Riley, puts a man on base. And that brings up Vogt. A couple of fun promotions coming up next week. The 11th, that's Hawaiian night. If you wear your Hawaiian stuff, anything, Hawaiian shirt, a lei, maybe your surf shorts. Anyway, you get $1 off your ticket. If you do that, you wear it to the ballpark. Surf Ninja Night is the 12th. And that's sponsored by our friends over at Boundary Waters Screen Printing. They do some great work here in the city of Redding. And they're sponsoring Surf Ninja Night. They'll have some Surf Ninja fun. I think I have a Surf Ninja t-shirt from them. First pitch to the right-handed hitter, Vogt. Missed, and that one also just a little inside, 2-0. vote, waves the bat, the black bat. They're not holding the runner at first. Plummer delivers. That's a fastball up. Billy has now thrown, he threw one pitch, one out to Sutter, and he's now thrown seven straight balls. Here comes the delivery. Here's a fastball, misses away, ball four. So two on, one out. Goes back to the top of their order. Nick Horsley going to go out and try to just check on him, try to see if he can get his noggin straight here, get comfortable out there. A little pat on the back. Catcher to catcher, catcher to pitcher. Now Billy ready to go back to work. He's trying to work on his arm slot. I know that that's something they've been working closely with him. And, you know, when you're working on things, which is their job here in the summer, sometimes it's not super comfortable the first few times out. So Miller, their leadoff hitter, stands in with two on, one out. Good fastball there, but a little way. 1-0. He's not missing by much on a couple of those. Nine straight balls. This one's over, but it's high. 10 straight balls. This is his job to just finish it up. Started out so well. See if Billy can just write things here. It's 2-0. He misses 3-0. A few Colt 45 fans have stuck it out to the end. Hopefully they get a celebration soon. That one's over for a strike, so I can quit counting now, right? That was 11 straight balls he threw. Now here comes a 3-1 pitch to the little right-handed hitter, Plummer. From the belt, he hit him with a pitch, I believe. He did. So now the bases are loaded. This has been Billy's difficulty this summer as he's tried to work through things. And Barrick Baskin is going to come out and have a little talk with him, see if he's seen something. Obviously, also wants to make sure Billy's okay, which I'm sure he's not showing any signs of being physically anything wrong. He's listening. Everybody's listening. So at first base is Miller. He's hit with a pitch. The two guys preceding him, Vogt and Riley, on base, reaching on walks. That after a one pitch out to start things off. No action in the pen, obviously. This is Plummer's job to finish. Baskin has confidence in him, as he should. Sometimes it happens that way. It just takes a little bit to get going. Colt 45s will just look for a force somewhere. They're looking for easy outs. Ground ball, double play. You don't get it the hard way. You go up the middle. Normal depth. Bases are loaded, but you'll give up a run for an out. That one's over. First strike. This is Curley, right-handed batting shortstop. He singled in the third. He's 1-for-4 tonight. 0-1. There's a good-looking fastball, and that was a little inside, 1-1. Plummer back on the rubber. 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. Well, he was way out in front. I think he was just trying to catch up to the fastball, and he didn't. One and two the count now. As I mentioned, nobody seems to get any hits off of Billy. And I'm not trying to malign him. I mean, he's only allowed five hits in 12 and two-thirds innings. It's just been the walk. One and two. Swings and misses. That strike, 3-2 out. So that's Plummer's first strikeout of this particular appearance. In now 13 and a third, he has 19 strikeouts. So clearly we know Billy throws hard. That brings up Herndon. Started the game at second. He's been catching. Takes first pitch for a ball. Two outs, 1-0 pitch. Bases loaded and a 12-1 lead for the Colt 45s. Here's the pitch. That's a good-looking fastball. Inside corner called for a strike, 1-1. Left-handed batter waits. Here comes the delivery from the big righty. That was a changeup of some sorts, just maybe a little cutter, just missed away. Couldn't get him to chase it. 2-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. That one's just a little bit away. 3-1. Right there. Looked like he hit Horsley's mitt, but didn't get it. Here comes the 3-1 delivery. Bases loaded. Nowhere to put him. Plummer's pitch, fastball, called strike two. That was on the outside corner. Now a payoff pitch coming. No sense in getting too fine here. Big right-hander looks in. Exhales. Now to the belt. Focused on his catcher's mitt. A payoff. Fastball swung on and missed. He struck him out. And that will end the game. So here in the ninth, there were no hits, but the bases left loaded. All things okay. 12-1, your final score. 12 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for the Colt 45s. They leave 8 men on base. For the visitors, 1 run on only 5 hits. They committed 5 errors and left 11 men on base. We'll be back to recap this one and look ahead. The Colt 45s pick up their 4th straight win this holiday weekend. Stay with us. We'll recap in just a moment on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Haven Humane Society will be holding our annual Pup for Paws Golf Tournament on July 12th at the beautiful Riverview Golf and Country Club. This fabulous 4-person scramble will tee off at 9 a.m. There will be an awards lunch, raffles, prizes, and so much more. Sign up your 4-man team today for only $400, or single players are only $100, with all proceeds going to help the animals at Haven Humane Society. We will see you on the green.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45s make it a sweep of the July 4th holiday series with the Santa Rosa A's and added that to the Ringtails win, the victory over the Ringtails on the 4th. It's a nice little 4-0 start to the month of July after tonight's 12-5 win. Let's recap some scores elsewhere in baseball for you. In AAA action, if you didn't hear, a big win earlier today for the Sacramento RiverCats. RiverCats beat the Aces in Reno by a final of 21-7, 27 hits in that game for the Giants' AAA affiliate. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the A's got 5 in the first and went on to a 7-4 win over the Mariners in Seattle. Mangdon, the win, he's 4-1. Caracciti falls to 0-1. Hendricks picks up his 5th save. Olsen, Semien Laureano, all homers for the A's. Padres beat the Dodgers 5-3. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a pair. He now has 14 home runs as a rookie. Market got his 5th. Muncy and Turner each homered for the Dodgers in the 5-3. Padres win. Lucchesi gets the win over Stripling. Yates, his 30th save. The Diamondbacks, Young pitched 6 no-hit innings. He eventually got the win in a 5-3 victory over Colorado. He's now 2-0. Marquez, 8-4, gets the loss. Holland, his 14th save. Giants beat the Cards 1-0, and Samardzija gets the win, goes 6-7. Flaherty, 4-6. Evan Longoria gets his 12th homer to end the no-hit bid in the 7th inning, and that held up for the win. Will Smith gets his 23rd save. He's headed to the All-Star game now. White Sox beat the Cubs 3-1. Garcia, homer for the Cubbies. Jimenez and Abreu, homers for the White Sox. Nova over Hendricks. Colomé gets the save. In 11 innings, the Rangers get 3 in the top of the 11th. Kelly the win. Mejia the loss. Odor's 13th home run. Astros beat the Angels in 10. They get a walk-off RBI single from Springer. Presley over Cole. Otani at his 14th. Trout hit a pair tonight. He has 28 homers. Kemp and Gurriel homer for the Astros. The Pirates beat the Brewers 6-5. Reynolds homered for the winners. Aguilar and Hiura homers for the Brewers. It was Liriano over Guerra. Vasquez gets his 20th save. Nationals beat the Royals 5-2 with 3 in the bottom of the 8th. Reynolds a big, we'll get that one in a second. My computer's going crazy. Rendon with the RBI, go-ahead RBI double in that one. Doolittle over Diekman. Doolittle now 6-2, Diekman 0-6. Dozier and Robles, homers for the Nationals. Elsewhere, Braves edge the Marlins 4-3 in Atlanta. Donaldson a homer for the Braves. Cooper for Miami. Keuchel improves to 2-2. Richards the loss, 3-10. Jackson gets his 14th save for the Bravos. In St. Petersburg at Tropp Field, the Rays get 2 in the first inning, and they hold up. They beat the Yankees 2-1. Morton over Paxton. Morton strikes out 10 in his start. And Pagan gets the save, his 5th. Gardner hit his 15th home run of the season. Phillies beat the Mets 8-3. Nola, 8-2 now, beat Wheeler, 6-6. Jay Bruce, a pair of home runs for the Phils. Hoskins also homered. Bruce now has 24. Hoskins has 20. Alonso hit his 30th. Wow, what a rookie season he's having. And Echevarria hit his 5th for the Mets in defeat. Red Sox beat the Tigers 6-3. David Price improves to 7-2. Soto takes the loss, 0-3. Embry the save. Vasquez homered for Boston. Dixon homers for the Tigers. Indians beat the Reds 11-1. Bauer 8-6 gets the win. Molly the loss 2-9 now. Nakeen, Bowers, Alan Kipnis, all homer for Cleveland. And the Blue Jays beat the Orioles 6-1. Thornton now 3-6. Wojciechowski 0-2 for the Orioles. Cisco homers for Baltimore. Gurriel Jr. got his 16th for the Blue Jays. So that should get you up to date with all the scores around baseball on this Sunday. The Major Leagues will be off. Tomorrow's the Home Run Derby and then, of course, the All-Star game in Cleveland to follow on Tuesday. So it should be a fun night for baseball fans this week there. Of course, we look forward to a fun weekend ahead here at the ballpark. As next Thursday, the 11th, the Ringtails will be here. That's Hawaiian night. Wear your Hawaiian swag and get a dollar off your ticket. Next Thursday night, that will also be our next broadcast. We'll come your way at 7 o'clock with a pregame show, 7:15 with the first pitch. Be sure and join me on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock for Scorecard Scribblings, my weekly look at sports here on KCNR. That's the final. It's a good one for Colt 45 fans. Their fourth straight win, 12-5. The winning pitcher in this one is Kronowski. He improves to 2-2 on the season. Losing pitcher for the Santa Rosa A's was your starter, Berlin. He went two innings and got knocked around a little bit, takes the loss. So with that fourth straight win, the Colt 45's back a game above 500 at 15-14. I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. Until Thursday night, I hope you got enough baseball for this weekend. I'm Brent Weber for my producer, Jared King. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you on Thursday night from the ballpark. For now, so long from Tiger Field.
Because of activity like that, that a lot of people are not giving Trump credit for. He deserves credit for things, like I said, Obama a moment ago. The fact that we denigrate and say, it's Trump, everything's terrible, or Obama, everything's terrible, is nonsense. And this tariff thing, I think he's doing the right thing, frankly.
Yes,
what do you
is.
Think, Richie? I think there's...
Not Victoria
to be
first, because I know she's going to have a differing opinion.
I'm not sure about that. What do you think, Victoria?
Tell us.
I think it depends on the tariffs. I don't think all tariffs are created equal. And I don't think that every situation is created equal. And I think you have to differentiate between your allies and those who are not your allies, and you have to also determine what your goals are and what it is that you want to accomplish. So, I think you have to also decide whether tariffs are an actual policy and an end in themselves. And I think for President Trump, tariffs have become a trade policy in themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that for a country that believes in free trade and a Republican Senate in particular that does, that is a manageable way forward.
Two things.
What are we doing now?
He doesn't look at it as policy. He looks at it as a negotiating tool. And yes, the Republicans don't like it, but it's a hard-handed negotiating tool, and it's working.
Yeah. Hey, he's tough when he wants to be and maybe needs to be. I think we're better off for it, frankly. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wait, showing up is really half the job. Under the circumstances, the stories, the people, the lists from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, that's the subject of our weekly get-together here with a lot of different talk hosts. This week we have Victoria Jones in from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden, who's at the control. Well, he's actually not. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie from Radio America, two Washington-based firms. And that's the seat, let's face it, of lots of conversation. Good place to be. Number six on the countdown as we move our way toward the predictable number one and number two, maybe even number three. southern border situation, the Facebook controversy, I think. Pretty disgusting stuff, Richie.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The whole southern border thing is a mess because what do you do? We're being overrun, and no matter what you do or how you handle it, it's going to look ugly because we cannot handle the amount of people coming at us.
Well, but we shouldn't have to.
What does that have to do with the Facebook group?
Well, one of the things I think, though, that we're acknowledging here, maybe all three of us, hopefully, or at least on this situation, the fact that there are so many people who are trying to get in here, and the way that it's been handled, just universally, whether the Mexicans, the people south of the border, south of Mexico, why is it that we're the bad guys for being in this circumstance? We didn't create the circumstance. We didn't invite these people. We didn't say, please come here and ruin the situation on the border. They just come. And why is it that we always seem to, with some people anyway, seem to take the role of the bad guy? Is the situation awful? Yes. Would you want to see your family, your children in these circumstances? No. But we didn't create it. It's like you listen to some of these people like, it's our fault. Damn it, it's not our fault. It's our fault for being successful and for being a place that people want to come. If you want to put blame on something.
The more you stand on stage and raise your hand saying that you will give everybody free health care, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, right. Free health care for all. Nonsense. Who are you kidding? And that gets us to number five, the 2020 presidential race and all the promises, these phonies. When do we learn? Listening to this garbage from these people spewing out all of this stuff is nonsense. They can't perform on any of these things. They can't. They just, and you, those of you who listen and follow some of these people and think, wow, this is my guru. Elizabeth Warren is my guru. She can't get anything done that she's promised, and neither can any of the rest of them. So why do we listen to them even? I guess that's the question. Who are you listening to most, Victoria?
Oh, me? Really? I'm mostly watching Netflix, to be honest. It's the summer.
Okay. I should have known better than to ask you that question. All right, Richie, you're not paying any attention to any of this stuff either, probably, right?
I am watching. I mean, I'm watching it. I'm watching it from an analyst point of view. You know, I'm not watching it as a partisan. So I'm watching to see who's rising and who's falling. Yes, I'm interested in policy because I live here. But at this point, I'm watching to see it from that point of view. I'll look at it from the point of policy when we've got beyond 500 people on a stage.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
As somebody that's not supportive of anybody that we saw in the debates last week, I would say that Biden would be my guy because even if somebody were to win on that side, which I don't think they will, he knows how the system works. He can make some deals. He is much more centered than some of those other people up there who I think are scary.
Kamala Harris, give me a break. Jesus.
What about Steve Bullock? Do you like him, Richie?
Don't even know him.
Oh, yeah. Check him out.
Who do you know? Yeah. Well, so is that, by mentioning his name, does that mean you think he has something to say, Victoria?
I mean,
he's a very interesting man, Governor of Montana, very interesting moderate Democrat.
He's very moderate,
He's
moderate, yeah. The moderates never make it on either side because it's always, this is the other side of this, that people don't seem to understand how important the primary process is. People think the election is in November. No. The election is in September. If you don't get out and vote in the primary, then you give your vote, your real vote, away to the lunatics on the left or the right, who are always the ones that do get out on primaries to push their agenda, which is not usually the agenda of the middle road, which is where most of the voters are. You think that Kamala Harris represents the mainstream of America? And do you think, I mean, on the other side of it, look at some of these other characters who were running 4 years ago or 3 years ago as Republicans. They didn't represent mainstream America. So anyway, I think Hopefully people hear that message. Number four, our celebration of the nation's independence and what it means, what it's all about, how far away. Sadly, this is not a time when children are in school, but even when we do have holidays like this that are important to the nature and nurturing of our country, I don't think people, because again of the politicizing of the teachers, the radicalization of American education, it seems to me is a real problem. And things like Independence Day, and by the way, one of the things that you learn about our country if you look at the history, but I'm a history buff. Richie knows, having worked with me for a long time, that I really think some of the things that have happened, not only in our country, but the history, the whole understanding history of our country and the world is fascinating. And the fact that in the Constitution, Jews, blacks, women were extraordinarily excluded from, you know, the Constitution was written for rich white guys. And nobody seems to kind of, when I say it's time for a constitutional review. You listen to all
it was written by Jews. Rich white guys. It wasn't it was written for everybody.
No, it wasn't.
No,
there
it
is
wasn't.
Specific stuff in the Constitution that excludes Jews and women and blacks. These guys were all slave owners. If you look at it, that's the way it is.
Where in the Constitution does it say no Jews, no blacks, no women, no...
Go through the way that things are written, the way they exclude, or the way they... who's included may be better to look at than who's excluded, Richie. That may be the better thing.
I think if you're 3/5 of a person, I think that, once again, is a bit of a clue.
Yeah, right. The reference to 3/5 of a person is there. Yeah. Okay. Situation number three with the North Koreans and where we are with our pal. One week he's our pal, the next week he's our enemy. Where are we this week? I don't even know. Is he still our pal?
No. He never was.
Oh, come on. He's a friendly guy. Smiling. Those yellow nicotine-stained hands and teeth. Come on. He's our friend. You don't think so, Victoria?
Nope. I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him, as my mother used to say, round the corner.
What's to trust, though, under the circumstances? What does he have that we can't neutralize in 2 seconds?
Is that the basis of trust? The North Koreans have now said just this week... they've made another threat just this week. They've doubled down on their call for sanctions to be withdrawn, and they've said that the state is not a country that will surrender to the U.S. sanctions, they said in a statement. So unless the U.S. is willing to lift sanctions, they're not really prepared to deal, and the U.S. doesn't want to lift sanctions. So that there really is an impasse here, despite statements of progress. There is a very real difference in opinion.
Well, speaking of sanctions, as a sort of a 3B with Iran and the oil going to Syria and the Brits stopping that tanker, this is, you know, you look around and you see all the hot spots. There certainly are still plenty of hot spots around the world that we have to deal with. There's some of them, or if not, most of them contrived, do you think, because it's good for business to have people full of fear? Ever think about it that way?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. And part of it is Iran was trying to ratchet things up before the G20 so that they could get the G20 to lay a little pressure on the United States. And
which didn't happen.
I don't think that worked.
No.
So hopefully we will see the Straits of Hormuz settle down a little bit because they pulled their prank and it didn't work. And but we'll have to see.
Yep. All right, continuing on in a few minutes, top two items in the story column this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine and the Talk Radio Review. How'd you like to get healthy by losing weight and keeping it off? That's getting healthy the correct way. The right way, and the product that'll get you there is Calitren, Calotren. It is the only natural weight loss formula that actually works. It's stimulant-free, no drugs, no crash diets, none of that stuff. Calitren is the all-natural healthy choice
to help you lose weight the safe way. Proven to help with weight loss. It's very, very easy to understand that. If you understand the main ingredient is collagen, which is our body's number one protein. You got lots of it until you get to be our age, i.e. Richie, Victoria, and my age. We stop making collagen. But if you're taking Calitrin, it'll restart, jumpstart your body's production of collagen, thus helping you to lose the weight, get rid of the fat. The program is best when you stick with it for 4 to 6 months. That's how you keep the weight off, keep your body healthy. The collagen then kicks in, and it'll help you keep your weight to where you want it to be. So order now, Calitrin at toploss.com. The box, the check is for DJV in order to get $10 off each bottle and free shipping. The stories this week, the charts from Talkers Magazine. As usual, every week, 52 weeks a year, we're here with a new fresh list because the News Talk business continues. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the death of the pitcher from the Los Angeles Angels, and certainly the focus on our soccer, women's soccer team. Those are apt and important. At number 9, Taylor Swift, and what's going on with the songs that she has the rights to or not. Climate change, number 8. Tariff threats, number 7. The border crisis is number 6. Presidential race, number 5. Independence Day and our 4th of July week, number 4. Situation with North Korea, what's really going on, number 3. What do the Chinese want to do over Hong Kong? That's number 2. And at number 1, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, on the world stage, according to Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List. From the producers, the manufacturers, I guess they're not manufacturing anything. They are producing and they are publishing at talkers.com their list every week of the top stories, the top people on the list. Number 10, Tyler Skaggs. Number 9, Megan Rapinoe. At number 8, Taylor Swift. Stephanie Grisham. Number 7, the various contenders for the presidential race are at number 6 and number 5. We all know the names. Number 4, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, made it to that position. Kim Jong Fatty at number 3. People say, why don't you do the real name? Everybody knows who I'm talking about. Kim Jong-un is Kim Jong Fatty. Number 3, President of China, number 2, and the President of the United States
is number one, as it should be. Isn't it interesting, though, the Chinese getting so much play? They're very important to our lives, whether we like it or not. That's the list of people, thanks to Talkers at Talkers.com. All right, so Richie, U.S.-China relations, I think what's hinging, what's making it more of a focus is what's going on in Hong Kong. Number two,
oh,
I
my goodness, yeah.
Yeah. How'd you like to be? You talk about unrest and then and double dealing. That's basically the Chinese are specialists at.
Well, think about that. I mean, okay, we think about the quote-unquote unrest here with just all that's going on with things getting crazier, farther right, mm-hmm. farther left, you know, yep. Trump and this and whatever, right. Socialism and everything. How would you like to be in Hong Kong and know that you're ultimately being controlled by China?
Mm-mm.
What do you think your future looks like there?
Not too bright,
and,
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, while China wants the cash that Hong Kong brings in, you got to think that at some point they're going to want total control, and that's the scary part for them, and for the world economy.
Mm-hmm. Number one, whatever goes out with Donald Trump, he's the number one on the people list, and number one in terms of the national stage, the world stage, and a lot of focus on what he said at the 4th of July celebration, which seemed somewhat, I don't know, it seems almost ludicrous, whatever went on there. I don't need the military and the who want. I don't want to see tanks going down the main streets of Washington. Do you? I didn't want to see
I've seen them before, 9/11.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Okay, 9/11, but we don't have 9/11 now. So where are we running tanks?
I don't have a problem with it. Big deal. It's a parade to celebrate our country, and we show some tanks. Big deal.
Really? It's the symbolism of it all. At any rate, that's our review. Thanks to Rich and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yankee Doodle Dandies, please pay attention. We have the top five items from the world of technology. Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with the top five. We'll work our way to number one, starting at five, which is a focus on the PlayStation Vue from Sony.
Yes, every PlayStation Vue subscriber is going to have a higher bill at the end of the month.
the all of the packages are going up by $5 per month. So the basic plan, it used to be $45, it will now be $50. If you're a current subscriber, you won't see that price hike until after July 31st, but if you're a new subscriber, you're already going to be paying the higher rate. And they're not the only ones who raised their rates this week. YouTube TV, which actually has a shocking number of subscribers, even though you wouldn't really think it, but YouTube TV also raised its monthly fee that starts at $50 a month. They say they raised their fee because they added the Discovery's entire network lineup. So all of the stuff that it belongs to Discovery Network, TLC, and Food Network, and HGTV, and all that stuff. Now, PlayStation View also added beIN Sports, that network, and the NHL Network is coming soon. So a lot of price hikes. I think we're going to just keep seeing these stuff. They get more and more competitive, up and up.
Number four is a focus on what happens if you're in the U.S. Army in terms of certain technology.
Yeah, the U.S. Army will soon be equipping some of their units in the field with tiny personal drones. The 82nd Airborne Division's 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment, that's a long title, they're going to start testing these tiny drones next month in Afghanistan, and the military is trying to figure out how they can best utilize these. These are just 6 inches long, and they weigh only 33 grams. It makes it easy for soldiers to carry them in their pocket. They have thermal imaging cameras on them, and it sends images back to the operator. So it's the Army seems very optimistic that this will help keep our troops safer, and they'll know where enemy soldiers are without actually having to be there in person.
In person. Number three, Tesla had a bad first quarter, but now they seem to have turned it around somewhat.
They have, and after a slow start to the year, Tesla announced this week that it made a record number of deliveries in the second quarter. They produced 87,000 vehicles in the quarter and delivered 95,000 because they had 10,000 left over from the first quarter that were still in transit. And those numbers were above the expectations that industry analysts had, and many of them thought that it would be around 91,000. So to have another 4,000 Teslas delivered is a good thing. Elon Musk certainly happy this week. However, he also lost two major executives, so there's kind of some shakeups happening in there. But I think overall, Tesla as a company will probably rebound just fine.
Yeah. Amazon, speaking of rebounds, number two this week, a focus on them.
Yeah, bad news for Amazon. A federal court has ruled that Amazon can be sued over third-party sales on its platform, which sets a kind of a damaging precedent for Amazon. They sell their own made goods, but they also allow other vendors to sell their products on Amazon, and then they take a cut of those profits. But in 2014, a woman named Heather Oberdorf ordered a dog collar from a third-party seller on Amazon. It broke while she was walking her dog. It was one of the retractable ones. The leash snapped back in her face and permanently blinded her. And so she sued Amazon, accusing them of negligence and not really doing any proper oversight on the products that they sell. And so now a federal court has sided with her. And I think Amazon's marketplace is so big, it's almost impossible to police it. And I think that these types of rulings are going to happen more and more. The more junk that they add or allow to be added from China and faulty products and things like that, I think they're just going to find themselves with more lawsuits. But they have to know what's being sold on their platform.
Number one, the top tech story of the week is
a recent study found that 62% of adults confess to sleeping with their phones within arm's reach. This is really dangerous. All the cell phone companies now have made statements this week after the study came out. They say you cannot leave your phone charging and on your bed or under your pillow. If it's not in a well-ventilated area, the battery can explode. That can cause a bed fire. It can cause all kinds of damage. If you have any frayed cables, that's definitely a huge warning sign. Make sure you don't even bother trying to charge your phone if you've got a damaged charger. And if the phone or the battery is at all warped, they also say don't try to charge it. Take it back to the store, get it repaired. And this also works for, this warning went out for tablets as well. A lot of people read on their tablets before they go to bed at night, and then they just leave them charging and plugged in all night long, and it's a really dangerous thing. Not to mention all the cancer-causing rays that you're putting right next to your head.
Awful. Germany has fined Facebook $2 million, saying they didn't accurately report the amount of illegal content on their platform. That's a pretty interesting precedent to be set. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Real people.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump's announced two economists who favor cutting rates to be his intended nominees to the Fed's Board of Governors. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer says one of them is Judy Shelton.
We are really excited about Ms. Shelton because not only was she an advisor to Trump's campaign, served on the transition team, but she is aligned with President Trump in matter of fact, believing that if necessary, interest rates should potentially drop to zero.
Kramer also likes the selection of Chris Waller, especially for his current services with the Fed.
He, too, will support lower borrowing costs, and he comes out of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, where he's been research director.
Kramer edits the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media. Two Southern California desert communities scurrying to make repairs after Thursday's magnitude 6.4 and Friday's 7.1 earthquakes. Ridgecrest and neighboring Trona were hit hard by the quake. Many in Trona without water. Crews are still patching up cracked roads. Officials are urging residents of both towns to boil water for a couple of weeks once service is turned back on. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleen on Sunday defended conditions at U.S. Border Patrol stations, says his department's been responding to a challenging situation along the southern border.
Everyone in the entire chain of command was worried about the situation for children. That's why we've built soft-sided facilities at 1,000 spaces already. We're building more that are going to be opening next week. We're trying to provide as much space and as much nice a setting as we possibly can while children are in our custody.
McAleenan says reports of bad conditions at a border station in Clint, Texas, have not been substantiated. McAleenan was a guest this week on ABC's This Week program. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Thousands of people were evacuated from a district of Frankfurt, including the European Central Bank headquarters, as authorities defused an 1,100-pound World War II bomb.
City officials asked some 16,500 people to leave their homes in the Ostend area a few hours before the operation was scheduled to begin. Authorities moved some people out of a nursing home a day before the operation. More than 70 years after the end of World War II, unexploded bombs are frequently found in Germany, and disposing of them sometimes requires large-scale precautionary evacuations. The American bomb was found during construction work last month. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Asian stocks tumbled Monday after relatively strong U.S. employment data tempered hopes the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates. Benchmarks in Shanghai, Tokyo, Seoul, and Hong Kong all declined. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. At movie theaters, the latest superhero to climb atop the box office, none other than Spider-Man.
I just want to go on my trip with my friends. Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Far From Home dominated the July 4th holiday, raking in more than $185 million since making its North American debut on Tuesday, and $93 million from Friday through Sunday.
You look pretty, too.
Worldwide, it's already grossed $580 million in 10 days of release.
Oh, to infinity and my boy!
Toy Story 4 slides to a strong second with $34 million in its third weekend.
Yesterday is one of the greatest songs ever written.
Well, it's not Coldplay.
And in third, the romantic comedy with the Beatles soundtrack, Yesterday. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RV.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH. B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH and find out more from B&T Satellite.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
I'm Greg Bell, and this show is all about the comedies, as we begin with Eve Arden and Our Miss Brooks, and then it's Phil Harris and Alice Faye. Now, like so many great series of the 1950s, this first one indeed aired first on radio, then was added to television. Unlike some, though, Our Miss Brooks had overlapping success. You see, it began on CBS Radio in 1948, then was added to TV in 1952. And the two versions aired concurrently for about 4 years, with pretty much the same cast. In addition to Arden, the cast in this one includes Jane Morgan as her landlady, Jeff Chandler as Mr. Boynton, Richard Crenna as Walter, Gloria McMillan as Harriet, and Gail Gordon as Principal Osgood Conklin. It's from September 25th, 1949.
Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair, and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay. Bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden.
It's time once again for Eve Arden in another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks, written by Al Lewis. Well, for most of us, it's considerably harder to get up early on winter mornings than it is during the summer. But this isn't the case with Our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School.
Maybe I'm just being perverse, but if I found it any harder to get up early in the winter than I do in the summer, I'd sleep right through the spring. That's why Mrs. Davis, my landlady, had such a time waking me last Thursday morning.
Connie, get up, Connie.
Go away, Mrs. Davis.
Come on now. You told me yourself that you wanted to get up at 6:30 sharp.
I was lying.
I can't understand what makes you so difficult to wake up.
Oh, it must be because of my dream.
Your dream?
Yes, I dreamt I was out very late last night.
Oh. You did go out with Mr. Boynton last night, didn't you?
I had dinner with the bashful one, yes.
Was it an exciting evening, Connie?
It was a rip-snorter. When we got to the front door, Mr. Boynton apologized for keeping me out until the wee small hours.
What time was it, Connie?
10:05. Of course, by the time he got finished saying goodnight, the way he says it, it was considerably later.
What time was it then?
10:04. Well, I better take my shower and get dressed, Mrs. Davis.
All right, Connie. Mr. Boynton isn't the most romantic fellow in the world, is he?
So far, Cary Grant has nothing to worry about. Oh, this coffee was very good, Mrs. Davis.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, Connie. Do you know what I put into the coffee grounds to get that flavor?
Don't tell me. I want another cup first. There we are. You want some?
No, thanks. I've been thinking about Mr. Boynton all morning.
Why, Mrs. Davis, don't tell me I've got competition. Oh,
competition? Oh, of course not, Connie. Why, I'm old enough to be both your mothers.
Oh, now, please, Mrs. Davis, you mustn't split up over us. Oh, that must be Walter Denton. I can tell because there's still some food on the breakfast table. I'll get it.
All right, Connie. I'm going out in the yard for a few minutes. I've got to try to fix that incinerator.
The incinerator? What's the matter with it?
It caught on fire the other day. I'll tell you about it when I come back.
Should be interesting. Be right there. Good morning, Walter.
Correction, Miss Brooks. It's a wonderful morning, a delicious morning, a morning dripping with ecstasy.
Well, trickle in, happy boy. What are you celebrating, Walter? Was Madison High swept out to sea by a tidal wave?
Of course not, Miss Brooks. It's me that's being carried along by a tidal wave. A tidal wave of emotion unprecedented in one of my tender years. It's as if I'd discovered a hidden wellspring in the core of my being.
You'll find a blotter in the hall closet. Now, come on into the dinette. I was just finishing a cup of coffee.
Oh, I'd be happy to join you in a bit of breakfast, Miss Brooks.
Sit down, Walter. How about a glass of milk?
A glass of milk and a few pieces of coffee cake will be fine, thanks.
I'm glad you brought your beaming face over so early today. Maybe you can loan me a pint or two of ecstasy. What's it all about?
Well, it's Harriet, Miss Brooks. I'm really in solid with her, and all because of a fortunate accident that happened yesterday afternoon.
What kind of an accident?
Well, yesterday after school, she was in the garage looking for her tennis racket, and her father's car was in the way. Now, you know how finicky old Marblehead is about the... Mr. Conklin is about his car.
I know he doesn't let anyone drive it.
Drive it? He doesn't let anybody come within 6 feet of it if he can help it. He even parks it himself in parking lots. Why, I've heard him boast that since the day he bought it, his car has been untouched by human hands.
How does he get it lubricated? And if you say by grease monkeys, I'll take away that cake.
Oh, no, he does it himself, Miss Brooks. So you can imagine how nervous Harriet got when she tried to back it up a few feet in the garage and the wheels were turned too sharply and bang, she put a neat dent in the fender. That's when I got the inspiration that will forever endear me to Harriet Conklin.
What did you do, smuggle her out of the country?
No, Miss Brooks. I decided to take the rap for what she'd done. Instead of obeying my normal, natural impulse to run like a crook, I decided to face Mr. Conklin and take the blame.
But, Walter, Mr. Conklin isn't too fond of you as it is.
I'll say he isn't. He can't stand the sight of me. Say, Miss Brooks, I was inspired. So I went around to the front of the house, I strode boldly up the porch steps, and faced Mr. Conklin's face to face.
In the picture, let's face it.
Sir, I said, you're not going to like this, but the fender of your car has just been dented, and it was I, Walter Denton, who did the denting.
You've been reading too much Ogden Nash. What did Mr. Conklin say to that, Walter?
He said, Denton, I admire your honesty.
That's all he said?
Not another word, not another syllable. He just extended his hand and shoved me down the steps.
I knew there was some sort of punctuation.
But as I landed in the yard below, I felt a warm glow spreading around my heart.
I questioned the geographical accuracy of that remark.
It's the truth, Miss Brooks. I saw a look in Harriet's eyes she helped me up that seemed to say, Walter Denton, I am forever your slave. And you know something, Miss Brooks? That system would work for you, too.
But, Walter, I can't be your slave. The Board of Education has a priority.
No, I'm talking about Mr. Boynton. Now, if you want to get in solid with him, all you've got to do is just what I did.
What, let Mr. Conklin shove me down the steps?
No, Miss Brooks, take the rap for some jam that Mr. Boynton gets into.
But Mr. Boynton doesn't get into any jams. How could I possibly take any raps for him?
Maybe a jam could be arranged for Mr. Boynton.
Mrs. Davis.
I couldn't help but hear your conversation, Connie.
You couldn't?
No, I had my ear to the keyhole. Walter, I want you to know that I think you've got a wonderful idea there.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Davis. Now, it shouldn't be too tough to figure out a way to get Mr. Boynton into some kind of trouble at school.
Then you could take the blame for him, and he'd be so grateful, he wouldn't know what to do for you first.
But I bet you could tell him.
That would be framing a perfectly innocent man.
But it's for his own good, Connie. He's just too shy to realize that you two were meant for each other. Now, it's quite early yet, so before you start out for school, let's all sit quietly and try to figure out the best possible scheme.
Swell. We'll all concentrate.
I've got it.
What is it?
I'll borrow Mr. Boynton's cigarette lighter and leave it in the principal's office as evidence.
His cigarette lighter? What good would that do?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. First, I'd set fire to Mr. Conklin.
Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, will continue in just a moment. But first, here is Vern Smith. Now, dental science reveals a startling discovery in the fight against tooth decay. Proof that always using Colgate dental cream right after eating helps stop tooth decay before it starts. Continuous research, hundreds of case histories, makes this the most important news in dental history. Eminent dental authorities supervised hundreds of college men and women for over a year. One group always brushed their teeth with Colgate's right after eating. The other followed their usual dental care. And here are the amazing results. The group using Colgate dental cream as directed showed a startling reduction in average number of cavities, far less tooth decay. The other group developed new cavities at a much higher rate. No other dentifrice offers proof of these results. And Colgate's contains all the necessary ingredients, including an exclusive patented ingredient for effective daily dental care. No risk of irritation to tissues and gums. And no change in flavor, foam, or cleansing action. As always, Colgate's cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
The Colgate's, now at your dealers, is the same formula used in the tests. Always use Colgate dental cream right after eating to help prevent new cavities, help stop tooth decay before it starts.
Arrived at school in plenty of time for me to try out the Walter Denton plan for obtaining the gratitude of the object of one's affections. Or as Walter so romantically put it, get him in the jam, take the rap, and you got him in your pocket. Anyway, I headed directly for Mr. Boynton's biology lab. And knowing that Mr. Conklin's disposition wouldn't be improved any by the dent in his fender, I glided very carefully past his office. But I guess I wasn't careful enough.
Miss Brooks.
Oops. Morning, Mr. Conklin. On our toes this morning, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Especially you.
It's just that I didn't want to disturb you, sir.
Very considerate of you. Now, if you don't mind, Miss Brooks, you can put your shoes on and step into my office. There we are. Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
As you know, Miss Brooks, I have high blood pressure.
Yes, sir, I know. Sometimes when you get excited, your face gets so red it looks like a little...
Never mind. Never mind the little word pictures, Miss Brooks. I know how I look when I get excited. What I wanted to tell you is that I saw you stepping out of Walter Denton's car this morning.
Oh?
I see you stepping out of Denton's car almost every morning when you come to school, and it rather fascinates me.
What does?
Well, you see, sometimes I park my car right in front of school, sometimes a few yards to the right of it, and sometimes halfway down the block. But do you know something, Miss Brooks? No matter where I park it, Denton always manages to pull up alongside of it so that when you get out of his car, you have to slide your body the entire length of my car, making nick after nick in the paint job.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Conklin. I had no idea I was so abrasive.
Well, it's not deliberate, I'm sure. But every third Sunday when I Simonize my car, I find a little nick here, a little nick there, here a scratch, there a scrape.
Everywhere a scratch scrape. I mean, I can understand your being annoyed, Mr. Conklin, but...
I'm glad. You see, Miss Brooks, to me a man's car is a most personal possession. As personal, you might say, as his toothbrush.
Well, in the future, Mr. Conklin, you can rest assured that I'll make every effort not to bump into your toothbrush. Car.
Thanks, Miss Brooks. Oh, before you go, there's one more thing.
Yes?
Make a little effort to avoid bumping into Mr. Boynton so often, too. You know how I stand on fraternization between faculty members.
Mr. Boynton and me? Why, just put it out of your mind, Mr. Conklin. That's a thing of the past.
Oh, really?
Of course. Why, if I were the only woman in the world and Mr. Boynton was the last man on earth...
Yes, Miss Brooks?
I'd like to leave a call for Tuesday.
You're listening to Our Miss Brooks. We'll be right back after this short break.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
back to Eve Arden, starring as our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
So you see, Mr. Boynton, although I don't like to lecture, these little visits have just got to stop. That's all there is to it.
But why, Miss Brooks? I like your dropping into my lab like this.
Well, that's the end of that lecture. Any questions? Honestly, I don't see why Mr. Conklin's so strict about teachers passing the time of day once in a while. What harm does it do?
Well, it does slow up our work some, I suppose. Although I haven't anything urgent to do at the moment. In fact, I was just doodling on this scratch pad. You see, it's a sketch of one of my white mice.
Say, that's very cute. How is everything with you, Mr. Boynton?
Fine, Miss Brooks.
No trouble on the horizon at all? That is, everything sailing along smoothly for you?
Smooth as silk.
Oh. Let me have that mouse you just drew and that pencil. Thanks. Now, when I put this little mustache on him, who does it remind you of?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Here, I'll give you a hint. There.
Well, when you put his name on it, it does look quite a bit like Mr. Conklin. Say, that reminds me. I've got some reports to turn into him this morning.
Oh, I'll do it for you. I'm going right by his office.
Are you sure it's no trouble?
Trouble? It's my opportunity. I mean, I'll be glad to leave these reports for you. See you later, Mr. Boynton.
All right, Miss Brooks, and thanks. Now I better tear up that drawing with Osgood Conklin's name on it, or he might... Well, now that's funny. It disappeared. Oh, Miss Brooks, just a minute.
What is it?
Did you happen to pick up that drawing I... Miss Brooks, what's that you're stuffing in the envelope with my reports?
Please, Mr. Boynton, I never stuff.
Let's see that a minute.
But, Mr. Boynton, if you don't get reports in promptly to Mr. Conklin, he gets furious.
Miss Brooks, look at this picture.
Eek, a mouse.
Yes, and with a mustache. Now, I wish you'd tell me what he's doing in there with my reports.
Maybe there's some cheese in the envelope.
This is no laughing matter, Miss Brooks. I could have gotten into a fine jam with Mr. Conklin.
Yes, it could have been a beauty. But there's no harm done, Mr. Boynton. I would have discovered it before I got to Mr. Conklin's office, and I... Well, you don't think I intentionally... Mr. Boynton, how dare you accuse me of what I just did?
Sitting way over here, Miss Brooks. I just saw Mr. Boynton at the other end of the cafeteria.
Well, if you must know, Harriet, I'm staying away from Mr. Boynton because of your father.
Oh, Daddy won't be up to the cafeteria today. He's been terribly upset since I dented his fender yesterday. Walter Denton took the blame for it, though. He's just an angel, Miss Brooks.
Yes, I heard he flew down the steps beautifully.
But ever since it happened, Daddy's been on a rampage. He's positive he's got an ulcer.
Really? Can he afford one? I mean, I'm sorry to hear it.
Daddy called the cafeteria a little while ago and had them prepare a special lunch for him to eat in his office. Plain broth and a whole boiled chicken. Walter's bringing the tray over from the steam table now. I promised Daddy I'd bring it right down to his office.
Well, here we are, Harriet. This ought to stop the old lion from growling for his victuals. Oh, hiya, Miss Brooks.
Hello, Walter.
Thanks, Walter. I'll rush it right down to him.
Oh, just a minute, Harriet. I was just thinking. I've got to go back to my room for a minute. Why don't you stay here and eat your own lunch and let me take the tray for you?
Well, that's very nice of you, Miss Brooks.
Oh, it's nothing at all, Harriet. Here, give me the tray, Walter.
Are you sure you'll drop it right in Daddy's office?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure. Walter, will you walk out of the cafeteria with me for a moment?
Oh, sure, Miss Brooks. Excuse me, Harriet.
Certainly, Walter, dear.
See how nice she is to me. How are you doing, Miss Brooks? Think of any way to get Mr. Boynton into a jam?
I think I've got an idea, Walter, but you've got to help me.
Yeah?
Now, while he's out, I want you to take this tray into Mr. Boynton's laboratory. Just put a little note on it saying compliments of the cafeteria. And whatever you do, don't mention this to Harriet.
Yeah, but, Miss Brooks, this lunch belongs to Mr.
Quiet, Walter. His office is just a few doors down the hall. You started me on this thing. Now, the least you can do is cooperate.
Well, okay, Miss Brooks. I'll put it in the lab right away. But I sure hope you know what you're doing.
I sure hope you get your hope.
Well, what is it?
May I see you for a moment, Mr. Conklin?
Oh, come in, come in.
There's something I'd like to tell you, sir.
Very well, but be brief.
Oh, I will. I know this is your feeding time. Lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
It is past my lunchtime. The tray I ordered should have been here a half an hour ago.
Well, that's what I came in to talk to you about. It might be some sort of a prank, and although I'm not the one to go in for informing, Mr.
Prank? Who took my lunch?
I don't know, I'm sure. But I thought if you wanted me to, I could inspect some of the laboratories, classrooms, and see who the guilty party might be.
A splendid suggestion, Miss Brooks. Only instead of you inspecting the classrooms, I'll do it myself.
Yourself? Oh, but you're not a well man, Mr. Conklin. You can't leave this office now.
Step aside, Miss Brooks. I'm going to locate my lunch or else.
I'm glad you got to class before any of the others, Walter. I'm in the spot.
Yeah, but Miss Brooks...
When I had you put that lunch tray in Mr. Boynton's lab, I wanted him to see it before I transferred it to my room and told Mr. Conklin that somebody had played a prank on me.
Yeah, I know, Miss Brooks,
Mr. Conklin insisted on making the rounds himself, and now... Walter, isn't that the lunch tray on my desk?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to explain, Miss Brooks. Mr. Boynton already had lunch, so when he found it in the lab, he brought it down here to your room. He said he wanted to treat you.
Oh, fine. Well, there's no time for any more schemes now. I'd better sneak his lunch into Mr. Conklin's office while he's out looking.
Oh, there's something else I've got to explain, Miss Brooks. Although Mr. Boynton had his lunch and I knew you'd had yours, I didn't have mine. So rather than take a chance of getting caught in the hall with it, I ate it.
Let's see it. Oh, there's nothing left but a skeleton. I've got to get rid of this tray immediately. Quick, Walter, open the window. I'll take these dishes and lower them out. Yeah.
Just a moment, Miss Brooke. What's that you're holding in your hand?
For all practical purposes, my death warrant.
You see, Mr. Conklin...
Silence!
I...
Put it down on your desk, please. Thank you. So you wanted to hunt through the classrooms yourself, eh? A very clever red herring, Miss Brooks, but it just didn't work. I'll deal with you later, of course. But for now, I'll just take my lunch and... My lunch? What happened to it? This chicken is nothing but skin and bones.
He's been working very hard lately. Please, Mr. Conklin, I'll explain it all later. I'll think of something. Just go to your office and relax. Why, I'll bring you a tray that'll make you feel like $1 million.
There's only one thing I want you to bring me on a tray, Miss Brooks, and that's your head.
Oh, I'm certainly glad school's over, Mr. Boynton. I thought this day would never end.
Well, me too. Mr. Conklin was in a pretty bad mood, wasn't he?
I can't understand it. He's got such a fine teaching staff. You'd think he'd be happy.
Well, here's my car, Miss Brooks. If you haven't made any other plans, I thought maybe if you didn't have a ride with some other... Would you like me to...
I'm already in, Mr. Boynton.
Oh, fine. I'll get in. Now, we're just... Uh-oh. Well, I seem to be jammed in between two cars here.
Oh, it is pretty tight. Bumper to bumper.
Yeah. I'll just have to start my motor and push the car in front of me a bit. Mm-hmm. Why do people persist in leaving their cars in gear?
You've got enough room now. You can stop pushing the car in front of you.
I have stopped. That car's rolling by itself. Miss Brooks, what'll I do?
Well, there's nothing you can do. Maybe it'll stop by itself. Well, that's the first time I've been right today.
Come on. Oh, look at that fender crumpled like an accordion. Now, let's see who the car belongs to. Miss Brooks, can you see the certificate on the steering wheel?
Quite clearly, Mr. Boynton. It says, and I quote, Osgood Conklin.
Osgood Conklin? Well, I guess I'll have to face the music. You wait right here, Miss Brooks. I'm going in and report this to Mr. Conklin. Conklin.
Well, that's a fine insurance company you're with, Gibbons.
I'm sorry, Mr. Conklin, but our inspector looked at the fender this morning, and he says the dent can be hammered out for about $40.
But I don't want it hammered out. I want a new fender. What am I paying insurance premiums for?
Sorry, Mr. Conklin, a new fender would cost over $150, and the dent you have doesn't justify it. Since your policy is a $50 deductible, you'll have to stand the expense yourself.
But Mr. Gibbons, he hung up on me. Well, of all the colossal nerves.
Oh, pardon me, sir.
What do you want, Boynton?
I wish to report an accident, sir, an automobile accident.
Automobile accident? Anybody hurt?
Not yet. You see, sir, it was your car.
My car?
Yes, sir. You had me locked in at the curb, and I had to give it a little push, and the brake wasn't on, and, well, it didn't stop till it hit a tree.
A tree? What happened to it?
Oh, nothing happened to the tree, Mr. Conklin. But your fender, it's just...
Smashed up pretty good, Boynton?
Mangled.
Really wrecked, eh? Boynton, that's wonderful.
Wonderful. You mean you're happy about it?
Well, of course. I'll show that insurance company that... Oh, wait a minute. That fender couldn't be hammered out, could it?
Oh, definitely not.
Attaboy, Boynton! Forget this, my boy. You've done me a real turn. Don't you see? I had a little dent in the fender, but the insurance company wouldn't replace it. But now they'll have to. Do you hear me? They'll have to.
Wait. Mr. Conklin, you're barking at the wrong tree. I mean, I alone am responsible for what just happened to your car.
You? But Mr. Boynton said...
Never mind what Mr. Boynton said.
Now, see here, Miss Brooks, there's no necessity for you to go...
Ixnay, Mr. Boynton, I'll handle this. No, Mr. Conklin, I know you're angry at me as it is, but I cannot let an innocent person try to shield me. You can go now, Mr. Boynton. Leave here a free man.
But Miss Brooks...
You can thank me some other time. Tonight, say?
But I don't understand. Why are you trying to take credit for this, Boynton?
Credit?
Credit? Look, Mr. Conklin, I don't understand a lot of things that have happened here today, so if you'll excuse me, I'll take Miss Brooks' suggestion and leave here a free man.
But Mr. Boynton, I don't...
Now, what's the matter with him? What difference does it make who did what as long as I'm pleased? Miss Brooks, you have no idea what you've just done for me.
You're so right. And you, Mr. Conklin, have no idea what I have just done to me.
But I told you I'm not angry. Why are you still up a tree?
If an English teacher may correct a principle, Mr. Conklin, it isn't a tree that I'm up. What I'm up and without a paddle is a creek.
Arden, as our Miss Brooks returns in just a moment, but first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl.
Tonight, yes, tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a luster cream shampoo. Luster cream, world's finest shampoo. No other shampoo in the world gives Kay Dumit's magic blend of secret ingredients plus gentle lanolin. Not a soap, not a liquid. Luster Cream Shampoo leaves hair three ways lovelier. Fragrantly clean, free of loose dandruff, glistening with sheen, soft, manageable. Even in hardest water, Luster Cream lathers instantly. No special rinse needed after a Luster Cream Shampoo. So gentle, Luster Cream is wonderful even for children's hair. Tonight, yes, tonight, try Luster Cream Shampoo.
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl, you owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo. And now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, I corralled Mr. Boynton before he got into his car again and explained that I thought he was in trouble and was merely coming to his rescue.
Well, I'm afraid I don't approve of such heroics, Miss Brooks. You see, I've always liked to stand on my own two feet. It's a trait I inherited from my father.
Really?
Yes, Miss Brooks. I've gotten where I am today without the help of any woman. I'm rather proud of that, and so is my father.
Mr. Boynton, could I have his address?
His address? What for, Miss Brooks?
I want to send your father a card on Mother's Day.
Next week, tune into another Our Miss Brooks show brought to you by Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth and help stop tooth decay. Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden, is produced by Larry Burns, directed by Al Lewis, with music by Wilbur Hatch.
From September 25th, 1949. Our Miss Brooks had debuted on radio a year or so earlier, and it continued until 1957, with overlapping success on television from 1952 to 56. Shortly after the TV show was canceled, an Our Miss Brooks motion picture was released to theaters. And spoiler alert, Mr. Boynton finally proposes to Miss Brooks. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, it's the real-life married couple of Phil Harris and Alice Faye in their very own popular comedy series. It begins right after this.
They told me he was bad, but I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for the leader of the pack.
Keep moving and grooving with MusicRewind.com and 160s girl group classics, a 4-CD collection of chart-topping hits from the best girl groups of the 60s.
Original recordings of some of the biggest female groups from the 60s, such as the Sorrells, the Chantels, the Angels, the Cookies, the Supremes, the iCats, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to get 160s girl group classics and pay only $22.98. A great deal for this 4-CD set. Plus, get reduced shipping by using promo code GIRLS77. The mashed potato with the Marvelettes and play Hard to Get with the Blossoms by ordering 160s girl group classics at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. Remember promo code GIRLS77 to get a bonus of reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GIRLS77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Did you know that when you go to a beach on the ocean for vacation, you can catch fish? I'll tell you how right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
Catch fish on the beach, buy or rent a rod and reel, put at least a 2-ounce weight on, and tip your hook with a shrimp or another bait of your choosing. Wade out to knee-deep water, cast as far as you can, and wait for the fish to bite. You will be surprised what you might catch. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Nothing is more important than your civic duty to serve alongside with your peers in a jury box. But that doesn't mean getting the notice doesn't cause some consternation. And that's exactly what happens in this Harrison Faye episode, which originally aired on the evening of February 20th, 1949.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Rexall Family Druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Two days ago, Phil received a notice to appear for jury duty. Fully realizing the responsibility of jury service, Phil's reaction when he first opened the letter was that of the average civic-minded citizen.
I ain't gonna go!
But the next day, after Alice pointed out that it's un-American to say he wasn't going to go, Phil changed his tone.
How can I get out of it?
However, he was unable to think of a way out, and today at 2 o'clock he has to appear at City Hall to see if he can qualify. Alice and the children are waiting for him to come downstairs.
Well, Phyllis, I guess Daddy will have to go today. Unless he can think of another excuse. What's left? He's gone through everyone in the book.
Now, girls, your daddy was only joking with all those excuses. He really wants to serve. He wouldn't try to get out of...
Hiya, kids. Oh, good morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning, Phil. I was just telling the children that... Phil, what are you doing on crutches?
I got good news, honey. I broke my leg.
Oh, now you broke your leg. Where did you break it?
Right in the back of the knee. See the way it bends in the middle?
Oh, Daddy, you're slipping. 2 days to think of an alibi, and you come up with a corn pone like that.
Well, at least it's better than the excuse he dreamed up yesterday.
Which one?
Number 18. The one in which he wanted me to shave all my hair off so you could tell him your wife just blew her top.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Phil, why are you trying so hard to get out of jury duty? A lot of men would welcome the chance to serve.
Yeah, well, if that's true, maybe I could hire one of them to take my place. There must be somebody who'd do it for money. Somebody who'd be...
Good morning, Philip.
Well, if it ain't Willie, show me $3 and I'll sell out my own grandmother, Faye. Hey, Willie, I got a proposition for you. How would you like to be Phil Harris for a day?
Ooh, what a revolting...
How do you like that? I give the guy a chance at heaven and he turns it down. You better think that over, Clyde.
I don't want to be Phil Harris. I've been William Fay all my life and I like it.
Only because you were born that way and you don't know any better. Forget it, Willie. You couldn't be me anyway. There is only one Phil Harris and that's I.
What did my sister ever do to deserve you?
I don't know, but she must have led a very clean life. She was just a fortunate gal to have gotten the pride of the South.
Well, lucky little old me is just the luckiest little old thing that ever did live, sure enough.
Oh.
Well, shut my mouth, mint my julep, and yuck, yuck, yuck.
Are you finished, Aunt Jemima? Getting back to you, William. You know, it ain't easy to be a Phil Harris.
If you're looking for sympathy, you've come to the wrong person.
I didn't mean it that way.
Philip, why do you want me to pretend I'm you?
Oh, ignore him, Willie. He's just trying to get out of jury duty. He's trying to find someone to go in his place.
Philip, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a despicable thing to do. You're completely incorrigible, and it's about time somebody pounded some sense into you, and I...
Oh, stop slapping my wrist. Get lost, will you?
Yeah, very well, but I think you are a cad. If you were any kind of a citizen, you wouldn't shirk your duty. Goodbye.
You're listening to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bill Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
One of these days, I'm going to do why his ditty. Can't understand it. How could Rexall keep a guy like that working for him and fire Remley?
Oh, Phil, leave Willie alone. He may have his peculiarities, but at least he has ability. Why, if he ever lost his job, he wouldn't have to go around from door to door selling shoelaces like Frankie did last night.
Oh, doll. Remley was only kidding. He wasn't really selling shoelaces. After all, it takes more than 1 week to get a good job. Frankie was looking around. Being particular. I guarantee by now the guy has a fine position. I'll get it.
Fresh fish!
Frankie, drop that tired halibut and come in here. Haven't you found a job yet?
I got a job. I'm selling fish.
Oh, Frankie. What kind of a job is that, going from door to door selling fish?
How do you like that? Just because he married into money, becomes a snob. Yeah. Now, do you want to buy some fish or don't you?
All right, all right. If it'll help you out, I'll buy the fish you're holding.
Oh, I can't sell you this one. This is a sample.
A sample fish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't happen to have a catalog of your new spring line. Look, are you going to sell me that fish you got or aren't you?
No, I can't, Curly. Been carrying him around for 5 days now, and he's sort of become a pet. I couldn't bear to part with little Tomaine.
Now, look, Remley, I'm not going to stand here and listen to all of this kind of
talk. I wish you wouldn't raise your voice. You'll wake my fish up. Besides, in my weakened condition, your shouting grates on my nerves.
All right. Wait a minute. What are you weak from? I gave you money yesterday for food. You ate, didn't you?
Well, it's this way, Curly. As I left my room to eat, the landlady was standing there barring my way. She stuck her arm out and demanded the rent. Well, it was a question of eating or paying the landlady.
Which did you do?
Both.
Both? Her arm was delicious. Friendly, are you going to stop now with them wild stories? Ate the landlady's arm.
All right, so I'm only kidding.
Well, that's better. Now, look.
I'd like you to come over sometime and meet Wingy.
Look, Remley, cut it out, will you? Now, what are you weak from?
Well, I was ashamed to tell you, but you must know my landlady put me out and I have no place to live. I'm weak from lack of sleep.
Well, gee, Francis. Why didn't you tell me?
I was ashamed.
Well, if you have no place to stay, you can... Well, you can move in with me and Alice until you find something.
No, no, no. I wouldn't impose on you and Alice.
But, Frank, I insist. At least stay overnight.
Well, all right, but just overnight. Excuse me. Okay, fellas, you can bring in my four trunks now.
Four trunks just to stay overnight with all that stuff? You could stay here a year.
Gee, thanks, Curly. That means I can spend my sabbatical at your place.
Frankie, look, you're only staying overnight.
Hey, Mr. Remley, where do you want these trunks?
Oh, put them any place upstairs in the master bedroom.
Oh, no, you don't. Put them in the guest room. That is, if you don't mind roughing it, Mr. Remley.
If that's the way you want it, okay. I guess that's life. When a man's down, he gets kicked around.
Nobody's kicking you around. I'm glad to have you live with us. Alice and me will be... Alice. Uh-oh. I gotta tell her.
Well, tell her. That's no problem.
Ordinarily, no, but with you, it is. You know, Remley, you're not the easiest guy in the world to live with. And Alice might object. Let's go ask her anyway.
Why should she object to me? I'm not going to be putting her out. I don't expect her to change her mode of living just for me. I don't want her to do anything that she... Curly, what's all that racket?
That's not racket. Alice is practicing her song for the show. She practices every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
And every day.
Every day, too? Curly, while I'm here, that'll have to stop.
Stop? Why?
I take a nap every afternoon, and I can't be disturbed. I don't mind her singing, but can't she do it some other time?
Be quiet, will you, and listen. This happens to be talent.
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was. If you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you were. I've got a heart.
The first half of Jury Duty, a Phil Harris and Alice Faye episode from February 20th, 1949. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. And don't worry, I'm sure Phil will step up and fulfill his civic obligation. Right? I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of Jury Duty, the same year as that radio episode, 1949, saw the release of a courtroom comedy starring a famous Hollywood pairing who had a not-so-secret, long-lasting off-screen romance. I'll name them and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Radio Spirits delivers you into the dark for 16 terrifying tales of suspense and the supernatural with their 8-CD Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death collection.
Who is it for?
Betty, darling, I'm afraid it's for you.
Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR33. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR33.
Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Are you scared yet? You should be. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pat McCracken, Johnny, Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, hi, Pat. What's on your mind?
At the moment, you.
Huh?
Johnny Dollar is also on our mind during the Dog Days of Summer sale at Radiospirits.com. Join America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator as he faces fraud and fatalities, all at half price.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
Only problem you have is this offer won't last forever. So hurry. Get to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on all yours truly Johnny Dollar CD collections now. Use offer code Johnny50 to pay half price. That's Johnny50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to get 50% off every Johnny Dollar CD box set today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1949 courtroom comedy motion picture. It was Adam's Rib, starring Spencer Tracy and Katherine Hepburn. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.